The blue and gold Warner Brothers Pictures Shield logo against a background of blue sky and white clouds. Warner Brothers presents a Silver Pictures production, a Richard Donner film. A piece of flaming paper ignites a line of fire on still dark waters. In a stranger's coat, no one would you see. The orange flames spread rapidly, streaking colour against a jet black background. Starring Mel Gibson and Danny Glover, Joe Pesci, Reni Russo, and Stuart Wilson. It's hard to say it. A wall of fire. Flames lick and curl brightly against the darkness. Music by Michael Kamen, Eric Clapton and David Sanborn. Co-producers Steve Perry and Jenny Liu Tugend. Edited by Robert Brown and Battle Davis. An ocean of rippling flames. Screenplay by Jeffrey Boehm and Jeffrey Boehm and Robert Mark Kamen. Story by Jeffrey Boehm. Produced by Richard Donner and Joel Silver. Directed by Richard Donner. Just one guy. Flame-filled letters spell out the film's title, and a line of fire forms the number 3. Lethal Weapon 3. The flames explode into a fireball that fills the screen. A mustachioed man with short afro hair and an attractive blue-eyed man with a mullet hairstyle pull up outside an office block in their brown sedan with a flashing light.
Riggs, homicide.
Nobody's dead.
Hey, the night's young. This is Sergeant Murtaugh. Threat or scare?
It's a real thing. This gentleman saw the device.
Yeah?
It's on parking level one near the gas pumps. I wrote the license.
That's okay, sir. Thanks a lot. You've been real helpful. It's
you
clear,
evacuated
okay?
The building and everything?
It's clean.
Where's the bomb squad?
They're on the way.
Good. Bomb squad.
Everything's under control. Let's go, neighbor. Let's go.
Raj, I think we ought to check this out.
Hey, Reese.
What?
Bomb squad's on the way.
And there's no bomb in there.
How can you be sure of that?
Well, because it's a full moon.
Hey, moon, lunatics everywhere.
Hey, is that Greek?
No, Latin.
Yeah. Man, you surprised the shit out of me.
Hey, look, there's no bomb in there. It's probably a false alarm. Happened a million times. Guy probably saw a radio on the back seat.
Hey, let's not mess with this. Wait for the bomb squad.
You're right. You sit tight. I'll be right back.
Hey, Reese.
What? You're acting strange, man. What's the matter with you?
There's a bomb in that building.
No, there's
a bomb in that building.
There is not.
There is a bomb in that building.
Oh.
You know how come I know there's a bomb in the building?
Because
I got 8 days to retirement, and I will not make a stupid mistake.
Look, there is no bomb in that building. I will bet vital parts of my anatomy to the fact. Now, look.
Just look. Trust me. Okay, trust me.
Sergeant Murtaugh watches his partner Riggs run into the building.
That's usually my first mistake.
Hey, Riggs!
Yo!
Hey, wait! I'm coming.
Hey, Raj.
Yeah.
Your insurance paid up?
Yeah, of course. Why?
There could be a bomb in here.
Oh, God.
They find a bomb.
I hate it when I'm right.
Shit, you really ought to learn to trust your instincts more, Raj.
Oh, God.
First impression can often be the right one.
The bomb's in the back seat of a sedan.
He's got a leak in his diff. He's just about to drop the drive shaft. I'm going to just on it.
Riggs checks under the car.
Just look at.
He gets up off the floor. Riggs goes to open the car door. Murtaugh's eyes bulge.
Hey, don't open it. Don't open it.
Riggs gently opens the car door. Riggs smiles smugly.
Son of a bitch, just look at it. Just look at it.
That's all I'm going to do is look.
Riggs leans into the car and uncovers the device.
Hi.
Oh, my. It's more plastic than chair. I love this job.
This is amateur night, Raj. Open the door. I can't hear you. Open the door.
Murtaugh looks through the window.
Don't do nothing.
Not that one.
Eww.
Well, this is a pretty shonky job. I think I could dismantle this.
It looks like Beirut to me. Let's get the hell out of here.
They leap out of the car. A cat's jumped on the roof.
Oh, Riggs, everybody's outside. Just me, you, and this cat are dumb enough to be down here.
Nearly a catastrophe, huh?
Back inside the car.
Relax, Rod, relax.
Right. Don't do nothing.
Don't sweat it, Rod. We got 9 minutes and 7 seconds left. Hey, you know what we could do?
What?
We could drive this thing out of here.
Hey, fine. It's your turn to drive.
Oh, shit, no keys. I can hotwire it.
Don't even say hotwire around this stuff, man.
You're right.
Why am I doing this?
Looks like we're going to have to do it the old-fashioned way.
With scissors.
Mm-hmm. Riggs, what are you thinking?
What are you thinking, Riggs? Time for that. It's a simple
thing. Riggs!
Well, I'm thinking we should cut the blue wire.
Hey, wait!
What?
That's not what I'm thinking.
What? Do you think maybe the red?
No. I'm thinking that it's 8 minutes and 42 seconds. We can go upstairs, wait for the bomb squad, have a cappuccino.
The bomb squad never gets here on time, okay? Anyway, it's 8 minutes and 31 seconds. Raj, please.
Forget the cappuccino. Hey, wait, Riggs, wait!
What?
How can you be so sure?
Oh, it's just a hunch.
You're playing a hunch!
Okay, remember the bomb under your toilet.
Oh, shit, how can I forget?
Red wire, blue wire, same thing. This is more simplified, though. A bit more powerful, but more simplified.
Really, from where I was sitting, I couldn't see.
Forget it. Come on, Raj, trust me.
Yeah, that's right, I trust you.
No, I guess not. Well, I'm cutting the red wire, okay?
Help! Oh!
What? What?
A minute ago, you said blue.
Did I say blue?
Riggs, you said blue.
Well, I meant red.
You sure?
Look, Raj, we can do it your way if you like.
My way! I don't have...
quiet! I'm sure, okay?
Murtaugh screws up his eyes. Riggs smiles.
You ready? Raj.
What?
Aren't you gonna miss all this good stuff when you retire? Aren't you gonna miss it a little bit?
Riggs grins manically.
I'm cutting the wire. Snip. See? All done.
Riggs winces.
Raj.
Yeah?
The digital timer's racing.
Grab the cat.
Grab the cat!
Get back! Take me!
Just as the plainclothes cops run through the main doors of International Control Systems Incorporated, the bomb explodes. Glass from hundreds of the building's windows rains down. Further explosions shatter the tall structure, which has become a mass of black smoke and orange flames. There's panic on the streets. Riggs and Murtaugh dive for cover behind their parked car. The building drops like a pack of cards in a mass of swirling dust clouds. The building's reduced to a mountain of rubble, with yellow flames flickering here and there. Through the haze of dust, a red neon light flashes. Murtaugh and Riggs sit dazed with their backs to their car. Riggs suddenly spots something out of the corner of his eye and looks guilty. A black pickup truck with flashing lights and the words Police Bomb Squad on the door rolls by. Riggs and Murtaugh, holding the cat, stand up sheepishly.
Where are they?
The Bomb Squad men spot the dust-covered pair. Murtaugh waves at the men with one of the cat's paws, then he and Riggs slide back down behind the car.
Oops.
Murtaugh looks shell-shocked.
Right, oops.
Equally dazed, Riggs pats Murtaugh's shoulder comfortingly. Murtaugh slowly pushes his hand away and strokes the cat. Riggs and Murtaugh in uniform.
7 days to retirement. I'm busted down to patrolman.
I should have cut the red wire.
You did cut the red wire.
No, I didn't. I cut the blue wire.
And that's what I meant. We should have waited for the bomb squad.
Am I going to have to listen to this every day?
Every day until I retire.
Oh, that'll be a week too long.
Feet are killing me.
Yeah, your feet are killing me, too.
Well, how can my feet be killing you?
Because I got to listen to your bitch about him.
Yeah,
all
you got to listen to me, bitch, because you should have kept the red
wire. He grabs Murtaugh's shirt.
What's this? It's kind of soft. It's not a bulletproof vest. It's not going to keep anything out.
It's going to keep my stomach in.
What do you got under there?
Murtaugh's bashful.
It's a girdle.
What?
It's a girdle.
Does Trish know about this?
It's not a woman's girdle. It's a man's girdle.
They make girdles for men?
Yeah, they make girdles for men.
They do, huh?
Yeah, they do. Haven't worn his uniform in 15 years. The cleaners must have shrunk it.
Oh. Well, you should take it to Chen over in Alpine.
I did take it to Chen over in Alpine. Look at it. It's shrunk all up in here. And hold my breath there.
Did you see that?
See what?
Jay Walker.
Riggs hurries off.
Jay Walker.
Myrtle follows.
Hey, hold it right there, pal. Can you step up here, please?
Me?
Yes, you.
Well, what happened? Yeah, there.
What'd you do? Jaywalking. I saw you. Large as life. I'm going to have to cite you.
Jaywalking? Oh, Jesus, come on.
Hey, can you handle this one yourself? Should I radio for backup?
Smart ass.
You
people are committing actual crimes in the city, and you're hassling me for crossing the street.
Shut up!
Yeah!
Riggs opens his ticket book.
Oh. You know how to fill one of these out?
A long time ago. Let me see. Can't read it. It's pretty much a little without my glasses.
You're not helping.
Can we speed this up, please? You may have nothing to do. I have things to do today, okay?
No, we can't. So will you shut up? Jaywalking.
License.
Yeah? License? Jaywalking?
Yeah, jaywalking.
I don't have it on me, okay? I wasn't driving, okay? I was walking. What do I need, a walking license now?
God. Let's just shoot
him. Is he crazy?
Get out of the way, Rod. I'm going to drill him. Will you make it look like suicide? Get out of the way. Will you make it look like suicide?
Video camera.
I don't care. I'm still going to drill him. Get out of the way.
Get out of here before my partner kills you.
No, that way. Not that way. This way.
This way.
Over there. Go right.
Pigeons scatter, and the cops laugh as the man runs away. Suddenly, they spot a man with a clipboard running after a security guard who's carrying money bags to an armored van.
Hey!
Hey! Hey, wait a minute! You forgot the sign!
Another guard looks anxious. Hey. Riggs approaches.
What's that?
Wait a minute! You forgot to sign the form! Hey, who are you?
You're not the regular guy.
He's on vacation.
On vacation? Well, who the hell is that?
A second armored van.
get the truck!
A guard in the second van is shot by Smitty, the robber carrying the money. The robbers drive off, Riggs gives chase. He jumps into the back of the robber's van. He's disarmed Smitty but takes a punch in the face. The van skids into a U-turn, the men struggle. Murtaugh is approached by the shot guard's female driver. Murtaugh hangs on tightly as the buxom lady swings her armored van around and gives chase. Riggs and Smitty slug it out in the back of the first van. The other catches it up and rams it. The fight rages on as she tailgates the front van, then swerves out to overtake. Hunched manically over the steering wheel, she draws even with the leading van and rams it. The punch-up rolls on. The two vans speed along against the flow of traffic, parting to let a car through. The robber's car is rammed again. It ploughs into a wrecked red car and carries on. Riggs is getting a pasting. The female driver turns to Myrtle.
Are you mad?
What? Yes. 24 years.
Yeah, but he's a worker.
Smitty punches Riggs and tries to push him out of the back of the van. Murtaugh urges on his driver.
Hey, you can't get closer, just get closer.
I'm getting closer.
She puts her foot down and they get near to Riggs. Follow. Riggs is hanging out of the back of the leading van, holding onto Smitty's legs. The pursuing van draws close. Smitty kicks Riggs back onto the bonnet of Murtaugh's van.
Get up there!
She draws closer and Riggs jumps back into the robber's van. In the struggle, a set of keys falls onto the van floor. Riggs throws Smitty out onto the highway. The female guard swerves to miss Smitty. Dazed, he sits up at the busy roadside. A brown sedan stops and misses him by inches. Back in the robber's van, Riggs picks the keys up off the floor. Myrtle and the woman follow. She suddenly bursts into song. Riggs edges along the outside of the robber's van. She rams into the driver's side of the other van. Riggs hangs on as the impact tosses him around and he risks falling into the fast-moving traffic. Riggs puts the keys into the lock of the van driver's door and opens it. He punches Billy, the driver, over to the other side of his cab. Riggs, at the wheel now, struggles with Billy as the vans career along side by side. The force of a swerve throws Murtaugh's head into the woman driver's lap.
One thing at a time.
She waves a bejeweled finger at him. Riggs, trying to drive while he fights, bites Billy's hand to get his gun off him. The van, travelling against the flow of traffic, swerves all over the lanes of the road, narrowly missing oncoming cars. Myrtle turns to the woman. A bullet has smashed Riggs's windshield. He's wrestled the man's gun out of his hand and onto the floor. The woman driver puts her hand on Myrtle's thigh. Blonde-haired young Billy picks up his gun, cocks it, and is about to shoot when Riggs stamps on the brakes. Billy crashes headfirst through the windshield and lies slumped on the bonnet. Riggs smiles.
Boy, I'm bit too old for this shit.
Not for me, you're not sure.
Riggs handcuffs Billy, who's out cold.
You have the right to remain unconscious. Anything you say ain't gonna be much.
The other van pulls up. Murtaugh leaps out and runs over to Riggs.
Hey, Riggs! You all right,
Riggs? Okay, I think we gotta book this guy for not wearing a seatbelt, though.
Hey, that was dynamite driving.
She's a dynamite driver.
I'll show you dynamite. Ooh! Oh, shut up!
She kisses him and wiggles off.
What have you two been up to while I was at work?
What do you mean? We're in pursuit.
I saw you kissing
her. Nah, I didn't kiss her, man. She kissed me.
Well, it looked mutual to me. You want to wipe that lipstick off before the guys at the station
start talking. Hey, go spit, Riggs.
Billy, his face bloody, stirs.
You okay? You all right? Back to bed.
Morning, guys. Daddy.
Hey, how about treating your dad to breakfast today, okay?
Well, you got 6 more days to go.
Laundry service.
Riggs arrives.
All this. Hangers?
Bringing for the soap? No, nothing too fancy, just a little
stuff.
Hey, it's a cute dog.
It's a
Westie. Westie.
Westie. Riggs kisses Carrie and Trish.
Good morning, Rog.
And Myrtle.
Hey, Nick. Good morning.
Apparently.
I didn't brush your teeth.
Hold it, mister.
Riggs is by the fridge.
I
Just looking for some orange juice here.
Don't get any fingerprints on the door and put the glass in the dishwasher.
What happened? Did somebody commit a murder here?
Somebody just come by to see the house this morning.
Oh, hey, I think a little mess adds to the charm.
A red sports convertible bounces up onto the curb outside the Murtaugh's house. Leo, a small middle-aged man, gets out. He waves to a couple in a car behind and points towards the house.
How's this, huh? It's great? Okay?
Riggs answers.
Kelly's pool hall. Kelly speaking.
Yeah, right, Kelly. Hi, let me speak to Dad.
Oh, hi, honey. How you doing? Look, I thought I asked you not to call me here. This for you, Roger.
Me? Huh? Who is this? Hello?
Hi there. It's my first day at work. You gonna come by and wish me luck?
Yeah?
Beautiful, huh? Come on.
The young couple view the garden.
It's great. See how quiet it is here? Listen. That great?
It's quiet.
The inside's better than the outside.
It's the people who buy the house.
And our broker.
Leo pops his head round the front door and peers about.
Okay.
Myrtle and the others hide.
I gotta show you this room first. This is my favorite room. This is great. Okay, hello.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Is that it? Does that say it all?
It's very great. Nice.
Oh, I love that picture window.
The Myrtles eavesdrop.
It's like a way to replace.
Oh, why was that?
Oh, a drug dealer came through here with his car, crashed right in, and he shot up the whole place.
Son of a bitch, I'm gonna cut him off from you.
Leo.
It's true. Hey, it's true. True. Okay. Anyway, look. You like these drapes? Maybe she'll leave the drapes.
Hey, I thought you quit, huh?
I did.
Real? You'll stick up the house. You don't need to smoke.
I'm itchy. It's
me. Here.
Chew
on these.
Myrtle hands Riggs a packet of dog biscuits. Back with Leo.
Anything else you want to disclose before we go on?
Okay. Now that you mention it, the bathroom upstairs has been completely remodeled due to unexpected bomb damage. Hey, come on, it's okay.
I'm doing, you'll never sell this.
Riggs has his arms round Myrtle to restrain him when Leo and the couple walk into the kitchen.
Okay. So, we saw enough of the kitchen. Okay, let me show you upstairs. Where do you see this? It's beautiful upstairs. You're really going to love this.
Myrtle watches Leo outside, waving off the couple who speed off.
Bitch, I'm gonna kill him! Hey, don't get left. Please,
Myrtle shakes the tiny Leo.
We're gonna buy the house anyway, we're gonna buy it!
Hey, you scared him away!
No, we're gonna buy it, they couldn't even afford the financing.
Oh, Jesus!
Okay, I had to tell them everything, it's the law, okay? I mean, full disclosure, you must have heard.
Hey, I'm a cop, I'm the law!
Myrtle pushes Leo into Riggs, who pushes him back.
What is it with you?
Call it! Okay.
At least he didn't tell him about the nail gun incident.
I forgot. Did you have a permit when you built out your garage?
Permit?
You know what I'll do? Hold it. Leo's here. I'll take care of it, okay? I'll make a couple of calls. We'll get some backdated permits, and I'll take care of it. Right. Which phone can I use?
Son.
Okay. I got something.
Leo, with his earring and peroxide blonde hair, hurries off.
You can do with a little less aggravation. Why don't you come to work with me?
Yeah. Thank you, Leo!
Myrtle opens the cloakroom door. Inside, there's a safe on the wall. He taps out the combination on an electronic pad. The safe opens and Myrtle takes out his gun. Trish is watching.
Roger,
yeah.
Did you forget something?
He puckers his lips for a kiss. She slaps his chest and hands him his bulletproof vest.
This. You wear it, you sleep in it, you eat in it, okay? 6 more days. And you?
Yeah.
Keep an eye on him.
She rams the vest against his chest and strides off. Myrtle looks bashful.
She loves me.
Stop fronting yourself, man. You know what I'm saying? Swim with me and my crew. That's normal.
Riggs and Myrtle come out of the house to see Nick standing next to a metallic green sedan talking to Daryl, a young guy in a leather hat. Music's blaring from the car.
Oh, man, here goes your pops, man.
He takes off his shades.
Later, all right, man, I'll check. All right, bro, I'm out, man. Next time,
Nick says goodbye to his other mates in the car and starts to walk off.
Hey, Nick.
He stops.
Hey, wasn't that Daryl?
Yeah.
I haven't seen him around in a while.
Jumped out of high school.
Those are pretty gang colors he's wearing.
Yeah, I know.
Nick walks away.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah, Dad.
You good?
Word.
Nick shows a clenched fist. Myrtle copies him.
Hey, word, Nick.
Word.
Smiling, Nick repeats the gesture and jogs off.
Word, Riggs.
Word, Roger.
What are we talking about?
Word. Four letters, starts with W, or in the middle, D in the end.
Word, what do you mean? Oh, yeah, that word. Word.
Red and white flags and a white picket fence line a winding road leading to a building site. A black Mercedes with black tinted windows pulls up at the site. Tyrone and his driver are met by Jack Travis and his henchmen.
Hey, Tyrone, my man.
How are you?
Jack, how's it going?
Let's take a walk.
Hey, wait here for me.
Look around you, Tyrone. This is my dream and it's all coming true.
You sank your money into this all the way out here in the middle of the desert.
That's right. You know why it's going to be such a little gold mine?
Dewtown.
Because nobody wants to live next door to people like you anymore. You're a menace to society, Tyrone.
Well, Jack, I came out here to do business, not be insulted by you.
Relax, Tyrone. Just like houses, friendships need strong foundations. Hey, Smitty, come here. Come here.
He grabs the young man in a dusty lumber shirt.
What's wrong with you? Don't I pay you good? Don't I take care of you?
Sure you do, Jack.
Yeah, what's the stupid business you and Billy tried to pull off?
It was a good plan. It worked.
It didn't work. It didn't work. You got nailed first time out. Nobody who works for me goes into business for themselves. You understand what I'm saying? Don't you see how that can jeopardize everything? Right, Tyrone?
Whatever.
Especially trying to pop an armored car. Okay, Billy got caught. There's nothing I can do about that now. He's gonna have to face the music on his own. But you and me, Smitty, we gotta start over. You know what I mean?
Whatever you say, Jack.
Good. Glad you understand what I'm talking about.
They shake. Smitty is clobbered from behind and pushed face first into a liquid cement foundation.
Now we got a relationship we can build on.
Smitty's buried under more cement.
Employee problems. You know how it is?
Yeah, all right.
You invest time and energy into training somebody, and they get greedy and do something stupid that jeopardizes everything.
It's a bitch.
Stick around, stick around. This is a good part. We can put our initials in. Yeah?
Jesus Christ.
Riggs in his truck with Murtaugh drives down a busy street.
Lancashire man, violent man. Where are we going, Hutch?
Right here. Rian's got a new job. I promised I'd stop by.
That's a good reason.
They pull up.
All right. Here we are.
Riggs puts a brown paper bag over their parking meter.
You got any silver to change?
We're cops.
That's right. We're cops, not crooks. I'll get change.
Murtaugh removes the bag, scowls, and walks into a shop. Riggs, standing in the sunshine, lights up a cigarette. Riggs throws away his cigarette and starts running towards a dark-skinned man who's holding a gun to a struggling Rianne's head. Murtaugh comes back out of the shop and is confused by Riggs's absence. He looks around and suddenly spots him. Riggs dives onto the assailant.
How do you like that, huh? What are you doing with a rubber gun?
Martin, no!
What?
This is a film. We're not...
God! Can we get off this? This is part of the story. Can we get a car? Where did you come from?
Rianne helps Riggs lift up the actor.
Rianne, I'm so sorry. I feel like a microbe right now.
You really thought that I was in trouble?
Well, I did.
A real cop, an idiot.
Okay, don't worry about it.
Oh, I don't care.
He's a friend of mine. He's a policeman. He thought that I was in trouble.
We both here to visit.
Oh, he's a friend of yours, all right? Let me tell you something, okay? You're fired, all right? Have a nice day.
Fired. Hey, Riggs, what you do?
You're not fired, don't worry.
No, you're not. Take it easy, Riggs.
You can't fire her for something I did.
So?
It was my mistake.
I don't care whose mistake it was. She's fired.
Don't push.
The bearded director shoves Riggs.
Get off my set.
Look, on any normal day, I smack you right in the mouth.
Oh, it's that show.
Don't hit me.
It's a normal day.
Riggs punches him. Riggs picks up the director and slaps him again.
I said don't hit him, Riggs! Is she fired? Yes, she's fired! No!
It's all right, Riggs.
I said yes! Thank you!
Rianne, I think you have a new friend here.
Yeah.
We'd like you to come back.
Riggs and Myrtle walk back to Riggs's pickup truck.
Can't settle every problem with your fist.
Well, I couldn't use my gun. There was a crowd.
Hey, man, okay, there were six more days, and that's it.
I don't want to hear that anymore, okay? Hey, did Rianne get a job back? Did she get a raise in pay, did she? I don't hear a thank you. Hey, maybe I should become one of those Hollywood agents. What do you think?
Won't work.
Why?
I had a killer instinct.
Son of a bitch.
A ticket.
We should have put the bag on the needle, like I said.
Okay, I forgot. Hey, put it in the glove compartment with the rest of
them. No, I don't do that anymore.
Oh, yeah? Good man.
Pull up already. Put the back seat.
Driving along, Riggs takes a dog biscuit out of the packet and eats it.
I really like those things, huh?
What, me?
Yeah, good.
He throws the biscuit out of the window.
Hey, you know, you can eat a box of it and still die from a cigarette.
Riggs glances at Myrtle.
What, you cut yourself shaving?
Yeah.
Old razor?
Old face.
Now, I think you're really letting this retirement thing get you down, Rog. Why don't you spend a couple more years, think it over, get used to the idea. Why do you want to quit?
I got plans for my retirement.
Oh, yeah, plans, yeah.
Yeah, I do, sure. Big plans.
Big know. Plans.
I had them for a long time.
Yeah, like what?
Like, hey, things, man.
Things.
Okay, yeah, huh?
Things.
Yeah, yeah, things that I put off for too long, okay?
Oh, those things. Oh, well, I can...
Yeah, 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 Riggs, right.
Well, I can see you giving this things. A lot of thought, Raj, actually.
Murtaugh looks sad.
Yeah. I give it a lot of thought, Riggs.
He forces a smile and turns to look out of the car window. Riggs and Murtaugh change into their uniforms in the locker room. Murtaugh takes out his gun, looks at it wistfully, and puts it in his hip holster. The gun goes off. Both men freeze for a moment. Riggs starts to go wild, slamming and kicking the locker doors. Two other policemen arrive, guns in hand.
What the hell's going on? I'm pissed off! You need a reason?
I thought I heard gunfire.
Well, get you here and check. Put that away. What are you looking at?
Hey, man. Peace.
The man, with a towel around his waist, raises two fingers in peace and turns back into the steamy shower room, along with two other cops in uniform. Riggs, coming down off his phony tantrum, sits down and fixes Murtaugh with a disappointed stare. Murtaugh looks sheepishly grateful. Murtaugh and Riggs, with his hair tied back in a ponytail, walk into the firing range.
Riggs, why are you calling that?
Riggs walks up to a young cop who's shooting and ruffles his hair.
How you doing, son? Your mother know you're here?
The rookie comes out of the booth. Riggs pulls down his target and looks at it.
Did you do this?
Yeah. Nice shooting.
Praise Billy the Kid, huh?
Dog arrest makes you cranky, huh?
Hey, give that to your mom. Maybe she'll stick it on the refrigerator door.
Don't let it bother you.
Hey, can I borrow your glasses?
Yeah.
Okay, who's wearing? Roger's wearing. I need
hey, you. Why me? You guys should be wearing.
Mr. Murtaugh.
Take it off. Yeah, I don't need any help. I've been dressing myself since I was 30.
Okay, man, just trying to help.
Hey, man, just get back. Hey, all you perverts, turn your heads.
Take it off, baby.
And hold the shirt.
Murtaugh removes his bulletproof vest.
Wearing a girdle, man.
It's got a girdle.
Hey, this is not a girdle.
This is not a girdle.
No, it's my back. My back went out on me.
You hurt his back.
My back this morning lifting weights. Talking about. I hurt my back this morning lifting weights.
Yeah. Okay, everybody, listen up. I want you all to have a look at these. Lovely bullets.
These are cute.
Notice the smooth jacket. Pay particular attention to the tip.
The target holder with Murtaugh's bulletproof vest on it glides to the end of the firing range.
Now, you've all seen one of these vests up a 357 Magnum bullet at close range, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what? Yeah.
Okay.
He puts a bullet in his gun.
Observe.
He aims and fires. Leaving his ear protectors on, Riggs lowers his gun, takes off his yellow Perspex glasses, and calls the bulletproof vest back in. Riggs pulls out the metal lining, which has a hole in it.
Son of a bitch.
Armor-piercing bullets?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Cop killer.
Serious
those
shit.
Bullets came from the gun of a suspect we arrested yesterday.
The armored car guy?
Yep, they're out there on the streets. Vests are optional, boys and girls. Especially boys.
See you, Riggs.
Murtaugh examines the damaged vest.
Come kill us.
Riggs looks at a pensive Murtaugh. Riggs approaches him abruptly.
I think we should talk to Billy Phelps. I have him brought down for interrogation, okay?
Travis is at the precinct front desk.
Yeah, I'm here to talk to a prisoner sergeant, Billy Phelps.
I see all your ID there.
Sure.
Yeah, William Phelps, the armored car suspect. He's been moved to interrogation. You know where that is?
Sure, been there a lot.
Travis walks off. Riggs and Murtaugh get into an elevator with an attractive woman. She carries a clipboard with a paper marked Internal Affairs on it.
Safe, Lauren.
Hey,
the woman's listening.
What you deserving, man? It's better than those miserable drug dealers getting it.
Murtaugh looks uncomfortable and glances at the woman.
What are you talking about?
Hey, don't sweat it. You laundered it, didn't you? They can't trace it if you laundered it. They can't trace it. Hey, look, so long as I get an invite to the Casa de Murtaugh, I'm happy.
Casa what?
I've never been to Portugal.
Stop joking. She's a cop.
I know she's a cop, man. She's probably on the take, too. What do you take me for? Come on. No forces bend. Hey, look, she may be wearing a skirt, but we're all brothers, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I don't have nothing to do. I've been in Portugal.
Beautiful.
Riggs jostles her as they get out of the lift, making her drop her papers. They all walk to reception.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
Who is it today?
Billy Phelps.
Riggs and Myrtle stare at her.
Who are you?
Fly me. I'm your friendly Portuguese airline.
She's in Infernal Affairs, Roger.
How'd you know?
Well, I took the liberty of looking at your file folder. It was showing.
Lorna Cole. And you're Sergeant Murtaugh.
I used to be.
Yeah, what's Infernal Repairs want with our collar?
We're taking over, thanks.
Nobody told us they were taking over, did they, Roger?
Well, nobody has to tell you anything, Patrolman.
Well, I want to go and see the captain. I think we should
all
go.
You want to go see the captain?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go see the captain.
All right.
And, put on a vest.
Oh, are you wearing one?
Just take it easy.
They stand outside the elevator together. Riggs makes a move to remonstrate with Cole. Myrtle pulls Riggs away and steers him into the elevator. Cole follows huffily. As the door closes, Travis arrives at the desk.
Hey, guys. Phelps, William. Actually, his name is Billy.
Phelps. You two?
Hi.
Popular guy today.
Must have got somebody with him?
No, not really. He's down a hall, all right. You want to sign in here, Sarge?
In the captain's office.
Don't start with me, all right? I just found out myself.
You just found out.
This is Herman Walters, Chief of Intelligence.
Herman, you haven't met his daughter, Lorna Doone, there at
Cole. Pleased to meet you.
All right. The Phelps case has been transferred to Internal Affairs.
Why? What? Tell me why.
I can't tell you.
It's classified.
It's classified? We busted our buns busting this guy, and we busted him,
busted, right? Busted is right. He spent the night in county hospital.
He forgot to buckle up.
Yeah, we even cited him for it.
I know. I read your report.
Yeah.
You know, our cases have unfortunately crossed paths here. That's all I can say. We'll take over from here.
Hey, Captain, what is she talking about here, huh? Captain?
That's classified.
No, I said Captain. I'm talking to him.
I'm
talking to him.
You.
No, I said Captain. No, I'm talking to the Captain. I'm talking to him.
All right.
Don't look at him. He's Captain.
Bullshit.
Riggs. Look, maybe these guys can contribute something to this case.
From what I've seen of their records, the only thing they do contribute is mayhem and chaos.
No, I'm chaos and he's mayhem. We're a double act.
What are we, required reading or something?
As a matter of fact, you are. It's a cross between Police Gazette and Mad Magazine.
What's wrong with Mad Magazine?
No, nothing. I used to read it myself.
Oh, well, yeah, you got some taste. You got some good taste, Herman.
When I was 12.
When you're here.
Riggs.
Get me out of here.
Let's go. We busted him. Yeah. We can talk to him.
Captain.
Riggs! Murtaugh!
Yeah.
Get your asses back here.
Looking sulky, they turn back to the captain's desk.
You'll be needing these.
Two badges.
I'm reinstating both of you.
Don't you just love him?
Yeah.
No, you're Murtaugh and I'm Riggs. You really are a beautiful man.
Right. Now, hey, just get rid of the blues.
Hey, you bet.
Don't go with the ponytail.
Absolutely not.
Riggs pulls a face at Cole. She pulls one back.
Yeah, right.
And get a haircut.
Of course I won't. You just exceeded your authority, Captain.
Well, that's not the way I see it.
But I think it's the way the chief will see it.
Well, you just take it up with him.
I think I will. Catch up with him. We don't want this screwed up.
You're going to have to get him between lunches.
Bitch. Travis bursts into an interview room.
Hi, Billy.
He shuts the door and closes the blind on it.
Jack.
Hi, Billy.
The shots smack Billy against the wall. He slumps back, blood oozing from his chest. Travis checks the pulse in Billy's neck.
See you, Billy.
Travis smiles and leaves. He hurries down a corridor, shielding his face.
Hey, Sergeant. Did you get what you need?
Not really. It's a dead issue, I'm afraid.
Riggs, Cole, and Myrtle.
How long has Phelps been doing this?
Doing what?
His armored car thing.
I wouldn't know. I'm not interested in armored cars.
She opens the door to Billy's interview room, where the blonde-haired young man is slumped to one side and has his hands cuffed. Cole turns angrily on her heel and walks off. Riggs and Myrtle enter the room.
I don't think she's telling us everything, Raj.
Yeah, I think you're right. Boy, this 6 days is going to be rough. God be good.
The captain's watching CCTV footage.
Shit, look, son of a bitch knew there was a camera in the wall. Look how he's covering up. Damn it!
Yeah, well, he didn't know there was one in the interrogation room.
Right. There isn't.
Yeah.
She inserts a video.
We installed them 6 months ago, every station.
What? Oh, that's great. Six months they've been there, we don't know anything about it. That's just
well,
great.
This is the police, Captain.
No, police, that's very good, Riggs. Can you say that 3 times in a row real fast?
Why, am I getting to you?
You trying to bait me?
I'm a master of it.
Well, that figures.
Hey, man, baiting, master. Hey, great man, try on Trish.
Freeze that, stop it.
The video.
Jack Travis.
Who?
Lieutenant Jack Edward Travis.
He was one of us. One hell of a brutal cop. He could beat a confession out of anybody.
One hell of a dirty cop. I've never seen so many suspensions and reprimands and charges of misconduct.
Yeah, well, he's also as tough as they come.
Riggs scans notes.
What happened to him?
I don't know. His partner and him were on a stakeout. He went for coffee, never came back.
Looks like he's had one cappuccino too many.
Yeah.
You better brief Walters.
She grabs the note.
Use me, cute stuff.
It's harassment.
you, son.
Captain?
Hey, boys, boys. Just the captain. Your involvement in this case ended when Billy Phelps hit the floor. Why don't you go back and beat your streak?
She smiles seductively.
Hey, Murph. Now's the time to buy.
Leo, not
all
now.
Real at ease. Hey, Roger, Roger.
Hey, not now, Leo. No, not now.
We gotta talk, babe, okay? You're in trouble. You got termites.
Termites?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
You're infested.
I'm infested?
The only thing that's holding up your house is the paint, okay?
Hey, Roger, I think we should go down. Leo, could you take a powder and get the place fumigated or something? Yeah. Roger, I think we should go down to Evans, pull every fire we've got on this guy.
Hey, I know this guy. What are you watching, Geraldo?
What did you say?
I said, I know the guy.
Leo, how do you know him?
I've seen the guy before.
You've seen him before?
Hey, well, where? Huh? I don't know. I mean, I recognize him from someplace.
His name's Jack Travis. Yeah. Does that ring a bell? Yeah. Jack Travis.
Hey. Okay, hands off the clothes, okay, baby? Okay. Okay, I'm thinking, all right? Let me think. Okay. It's a big party.
Okay.
And somebody brought a monkey because the monkey knocked over the salad bar. And this guy comes and introduced me to another guy who wants a favor. I got it.
Riggs takes Leo's face in his hands.
Hey, don't do it. I'll let the earring fool you. Okay. Hey, we're back.
Yeah, I'm back.
Hey, listen. Yeah. You think I could get a gun this time?
No!
At an ice hockey match, two helmeted and padded players slam against a tall Perspex barrier. Riggs, Murtaugh and Leo enter the crowd of spectators. Leo looks down over a balcony at the game.
Where's the seats?
Here.
Leo shrugs.
Probably by the glass. Around the glass.
Hey, does needle in the haystack mean anything to you?
Why don't we spread out? You know, if we all take a different direction.
Riggs and Myrtle have already wandered off. A woman jostles Leo from behind.
Business here. Just take it easy now.
Leo, arms waving, moves off. The blades of the player's skates slice into the ice. Riggs makes his way through the crowd, his eyes searching the perimeter of the rink below. In another part of the crowd, Murtaugh scans the yelling, happy faces as people punch the air and jump up and down. A player speeds towards the puck and knocking over an opponent wins it. Leo scours the crowd. A tangle of legs and hockey sticks as the players clash. Riggs' intense blue eyes dart over the sea of faces. Suddenly, his eyes light up and he runs. The players bully off. The puck hurtles down towards a goalpost. A player nudges the puck. The goalie sprawls. It's a goal. The crowd leaps with joy. Murtaugh and Leo are both applauding. Travis, smiling broadly, stands up, clapping and shouting enthusiastically.
Mr. Jack Travis.
His face drops.
Mr. Jack Travis, this is the LAPD. We know you're in here. We know where you are. Just stay in your seat. Don't be stupid. And I'll be there to collect you and escort you out in a minute. By the way, there's policemen at every exit, so it's no use trying to rush. Just stay where you are. Thank you for your cooperation. Play on, boys.
Riggs steps back from the commentator's microphone by the rink. Travis, who's near to the rink, edgily looks around and hesitates before sitting down again. Riggs and Murtaugh, at different vantage points, scan the crowd. Travis, panic in his eyes, gets up and starts to push past the people seated in his row. He looks up and sees two cops coming towards him. He turns to go in the other direction. An old man is in his way.
Get out of my fucking way!
Suddenly, Travis is face to face with Leo.
Riggs! Roger!
Travis turns and runs back towards the barrier. He tosses a man out of his way. Leo, in leather jacket and heavy gold bracelets, jumps up and down, waving his arms before giving chase. Suddenly, Riggs spots Travis ploughing through the crowd by the barrier. Leo shoves his way through cheering people. The game continues as Riggs runs onto the ice. He collides with a group of players and falls. Leo spots Travis. Leo jumps down onto Travis's back and hangs on. Travis, now on the ice, spins round trying to get rid of Leo. He falls and they struggle as the game continues around them. Riggs and Murtaugh are running through the crowd. Travis is on top of Leo and points a gun at him. It goes off. Riggs struggles with a ref on the ice.
You can't be on the ice! What is this, a convention?
Riggs pushes him away and slides over to Leo, who's bleeding. Travis runs out through an exit tunnel.
Just stay calm.
Riggs leaves Leo with Myrtle, who's just skidded up to them. Riggs runs off the ice and up to a group of officials in yellow jackets. They point towards the exit tunnel. Riggs pounds along into the tunnel, stops, looks around, and then angrily kicks a stack of temporary seating. Back on the ice with Murtaugh and a squirming Leo.
I don't know, I'm dying, I know it.
No.
Yeah, yeah, you
know what? You're
gonna be okay. I'm dying, Roger,
you're
I know it's okay. It's okay, I'm choking. See, this is what they do, they die, I swear.
Leo's gonna be okay.
Yeah, well, I'm both. It's numb. My whole body's numb, I can't feel it.
Hey, Leo. Leo.
What?
You're lying on the ice.
Leo stops writhing and thinks.
That's why I'm cold.
That's why you're cold.
Murtaugh, with the help of a ref in a black and white striped shirt, gets Leo on his feet. The ref shouts out to the crowd.
It's okay, it's okay, he's gonna make it, he's alive!
Leo smiles and waves a bloody hand triumphantly.
This way, guys.
I can't believe I got shot. Rick, you hear?
Yeah.
We're all the same now, right? We all got shot.
Riggs and Murtaugh shrug.
You'll be fine.
Ouch.
Relax, Mr. Getz.
I'm fine. Nothing wrong with me. I can take this.
Ouch!
Okay, just calm down. We're going to take care of it. You'll be out of here tonight. It's no big deal.
Right, I'll be out tonight.
I don't think that's a good idea. You shouldn't rush this, Doc.
Yeah.
I think you should rest up, Leo. A dum-dum wound can be very serious.
The doctor frowns.
What's a dum-dum wound?
You don't know?
Yeah.
The guy in the force got his thumb shot off by a dum-dum.
Yeah.
From the shock, he was dead 2 days later.
Dead 2 days later?
Right?
He died from dum-dums?
All right. Well, we'll keep you overnight. We'll keep
Take it slow.
2 days, I guess.
All right, we'll keep him 2 days. He'll be here 2 days.
Is that Leo's chart?
We'll keep, we'll keep you 2 days, then he'll be out of here.
I should be with these guys, though.
Okay. Hi, Leo.
Riggs has Leo's chart and is writing on it.
How do you spell proctologist?
Recto exam. Oh, you can't do that to Leo.
Sure we can.
Why is she taking my...
Please,
what is
Mr.
it?
Mr. Getz, get it when you're...
Okay, but
you've been shot
watch?
In the arm, okay? Just let her take... You'll get it back.
Okay.
There's a clock in your room.
Okay.
Riggs comes back.
Riggs!
Yeah?
Does this look like a dum-dum wound?
Yeah, it sounded like one when it happened.
Oh, shit.
Take it easy. 2 days.
All right, all
2 right. days, and okay. you'll be out. No problem.
All right.
Okay?
Hey, y'all, see you guys?
Yeah, we won't make a move without you.
Right. I thought that bullet sounded different.
Just relax, okay?
All right, I'm fine.
They'll be there
I'm
when
fine.
You get out.
You own your own house, Doc?
What?
You don't recognize my face?
No, sir.
Watch.
Leo grins.
Oh, it's about time. These doggy treats are okay, but I need some human food.
Don't worry about it. I'm about to make you one of the best things you ever had in your life.
Good.
Hey.
They get out of their car.
You ever eat one of my hamburgers?
I've been lucky so far, but I'll take a chance.
Me, yeah.
At a burger shack.
Hey, Fast Eddie.
Hey.
How's business, Jeff?
Booming, can't you tell?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. You mean my partner?
Yeah. Nah.
Look, I want to cook one of those monster burgers for him.
Go for it.
All right, man.
You gonna let him cook?
You have a choice?
No, you don't have a choice, because it's Wednesday.
It's a big dog, you
freebie.
Well, in that case, give me a McRaj. Hold the hair. You wash your hands, man?
I keep joking, but I guarantee you're going to like this burger. And you're going to come back with your friends.
I haven't got any friends. You know that, Rod. Well, except you.
He's a comedian in his spare time.
Oh, yeah? When he's going to say something funny?
Hey, you going to put that out? You finished with it, yeah? You mind? Huh? Thanks.
Riggs takes Eddie's cigarette. Murtaugh grabs it.
I was just looking at it.
Chew on this onion, man.
A whole raw onion.
He's quitting, so help him, okay?
I quit. I was only looking at it.
Riggs bites into the onion.
Ah! First thing is the fat. Everybody says cut the fat. My Uncle Theodore said you cut the fat, you kill the burger. Right, Eddie?
Yep.
It's an art to this. You just
Riggs isn't listening. His attention's caught by a red convertible that's pulled up. He moves closer for a look. Daryl's among a group of black youngsters standing around the car.
Yo, hey, round here!
The car pulls forward slowly and Daryl holds his hands out in appeal. Riggs watches the dealing through wire gates, back in Eddie's.
A little pepper and then you massage it a little bit, just a little bit. Sweet, sweet me.
Outside, Riggs creeps up on the drug deal, which Daryl has resumed. Riggs has his badge in one hand and a gun in the other. He breaks cover.
Okay, guys! LAPD, let me see your hands. Come on, let me see your hands. Get them up! In the car, get them up there. Let me see both of them. Come on!
Riggs dives out of the way of the machine gun fire coming from inside the car.
Hey, Riggs!
Murtaugh grabs his gun. The red car screams off. Riggs is struck from behind. Riggs drops to the ground like a stone. Murtaugh sees him.
Riggs!
God, I thought you loved me. 5 days.
Murtaugh races over to a collection of portaloos on a building site and slams up against one. Gun at the ready, he ducks and dives and reaches Riggs.
Yeah, don't do that shit to me.
He drags Riggs to cover. Murtaugh aims his gun at a swinging, corrugated iron door.
All right, asshole! I
want to see your hands right now!
A hand holding a machine gun appears round the side of the door. Bullets pepper the portaloo by Riggs and Murtaugh. Murtaugh returns fire. The iron door swings to and fro. Murtaugh, still wearing the apron he put on for cooking, edges towards the door, gun at the ready. Riggs struggles to get up off the dusty ground. He falls back and crawls along with his gun. The corrugated iron door opens and Darryl falls out on his hands and knees.
Back me up, Riggs!
Riggs staggers to his feet and teeters. Darryl, in his leather-peaked cap and grey sweatshirt riddled with bullet holes, sinks to the ground. Riggs aims his gun and tries to focus. Murtaugh, his gun trained on Darryl, approaches the body. He kicks the gun out of Darryl's outstretched hand. Still with his gun trained on the body, Murtaugh quickly kicks the young man over onto his back. He's wearing shades. Murtaugh removes them.
Darryl.
Murtaugh stares in horror. Darryl's eyes are closed and sand glistens on his cheek. Beads of sweat trickle down Murtaugh's forehead.
Oh, fuck no. Fuck. Darryl!
Riggs groggily looks on and lowers his gun.
I gotta call an ambulance. Riggs, call an ambulance. Free! Call an ambulance, Riggs.
Murtaugh pounds Darryl's chest.
Come on. Free, oh, God. Fuck, Darryl. Fuck, I didn't know, free. Free! Oh, God, don't
Rog,
do this to me.
He's dead, Rog. He's dead, Rog. He's dead. Come on, don't mess with the kid. He's dead. Come on, man, it was a clean shoot. It's okay, it was a clean shoot. He's gonna do you, he's gonna do me. It's okay. You okay?
It's not okay.
Murtaugh, grief etched on his features, lurches off into the dusty sunlight. His leather holster over his white shirt is in strange contrast to the apron he's wearing. Riggs wraps a handkerchief round Darryl's gun and picks it up. Trish, Carrie and Nick are in the family kitchen.
Hello. Hi, Martin. He's not here.
Trish's pleasant smile fades and her face grows serious. She turns away from Nick and Carrie and listens intently.
Oh my God.
She listens some more, then gloomily hangs up.
Thanks.
Pensive, she leans back against a kitchen unit. She turns to look at Nick and Carrie doing their homework on the table. The headlights of Murtaugh's sedan shine brightly in the darkness. He pulls up outside his house. Murtaugh thinks for a moment, then rubs tears from his eyes. He sits with the car door open and stares sadly into space, then over at his house. He slams the door shut again. Murtaugh angrily pounds the steering wheel and then drives away. Next day at the precinct.
Hey, Chunk, how you doing? Taking your vitamins? Still a little moisture.
Riggs, how's Murtaugh?
He's good, he's fine.
Morning, Captain.
I'm sure he's anything but fine, Riggs.
Oh, really? He's okay?
I'd really like to talk to him.
I don't think it's a good idea, Doc.
Excuse me.
I think the best thing you can do for him is leave him alone.
Let's get something for
you. I know what I'm talking about.
The captain steers Stephanie away. Cole.
You don't have to talk,
Riggs. Oh, really? I don't think so. Talking to you is bad for my image, you know?
I'm afraid I insist.
Oh, you insist? You insist? Well, in that case, let's find somewhere a little more private. Here, step into my orifice.
She follows Riggs as he bursts into the men's toilets. There's a guy in the stalls. Riggs joins him. She doesn't flinch.
Hey, Becca, how's it hanging?
Hey, Riggs.
Yeah.
Clip any wrong wires?
No, I haven't done that for a couple of days now.
Hey, next time, wait for the bomb squad. Come on, it's our job.
Okay, I'll remember that. Hey, we saved the cat. What do you want?
Great. I love cats.
Becca joins Cole at the hand basin.
Go ahead, talk. I'm listening.
You purposefully withheld information concerning a case under my investigation.
Yeah, damn right I did.
Careful, Rick. She's internal affairs.
You had a tip on Travis? You should have shared it with me.
Yeah.
No, I take that back. You were required to share it with me.
I was required to share it with you.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't have to share shit with you, honey. This is schoolyard rules. If you don't scratch my back, I don't throw you a
ball. Oh, come on, Riggs. I can't do
yes,
that.
Can.
I can't
yes,
do
can.
That.
Yeah, look,
even
let's
if I
well, why don't you cut out this classified bullshit right now? It's giving me the shit. We're cops. You're a cop. I'm a cop. We're both on the same side, right? Right? Right?
Right!
Right? Good. Why don't we start to act like it, huh? Come on, there's kids out there, babies, no brains, but they got automatic weapons. Yesterday, my partner, he nailed this kid.
I know about Murtaugh.
Her expression softens.
Yeah?
And I'm sorry, Riggs.
Yeah.
He gulps and looks at the floor.
Look, why don't you let me in on this? I can help you. I really want to help you if you'll let me. Come on, what do you say? We got a deal?
His big blue eyes plead gently and he holds out his hand. She smiles faintly.
Wash your hands, Rex.
She gives him a sultry little smirk.
And, meet me in my office.
Yeah. Okay, I'll be right there.
In her office, Lorna Cole cocks a machine gun and hands it to Riggs.
Max and my millimeter semi-automatic converted to
automatic with 36 rounds in a magazine on a sesame seed bun. Very illegal.
That gun has a history. You want to know about it?
Tell me.
She calls up the information on her computer and reads it off.
Killed a convenience store clerk in L.A. County, July 1990. Was used in a drive-by shooting in San Bernardino County, August 1990. It's confiscated by a truant officer of the L.A. County Unified School Board, October 1990. Scheduled for destruction by the LAPD 6 weeks ago.
Scheduled for destruction?
Yeah. But it never got there.
Riggs removes his gun, sits down, and puts up his feet.
Instead, it found its way into the hands of a 15-year-old boy who fired it on a police officer, your partner.
Thought it looked familiar.
That gun and 15,000 others like it were stolen from a police department storage facility before they could be destroyed. I mean, they should be paper clips right now or license plates or I don't know, anything but a gun. I mean, here we are busting our asses on the streets to try and get these weapons out of circulation, and now they're headed right back out. When you busted Billy Phelps, you stumbled onto something the department's been trying to keep a lid on.
That's why Internal Affairs is onto this, isn't it? Because they think it's an inside job.
Yeah, that's right. They knew police procedures. They knew where the guns were stored and how to get in. They even knew the sorting codes on the sides of the containers because they took the automatics and left the junk behind. It all pointed to a cop.
Or an ex-cop.
Right. Travis.
Their eyes meet and they smile.
And you let him slip through your fingers.
He eyes her.
That's closer than you ever got.
Close, Riggs? Close as a lingerie shop without a front window.
Riggs looks baffled.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, where are we going?
Surprise.
She turns away, smiling impishly to herself. Riggs ogles her with a wicked glint in his eye.
Oh, I love surprises. What is this place?
I accessed Billy Phelps' phone records on my computer. He made a dozen calls to this address.
Well, that was nice of you to steal that information.
Semantics, Riggs.
Semantics? Oh, I'm always up for semantics.
All right, let's go on three. One.
On three or
two,
three and go or...
What?
Oh, never mind. One, two, three.
Cole bursts into a dark office, brandishing her gun.
Gotcha.
Riggs follows and then moves ahead. Guns poised for action, they duck and dive and enter a corridor. Cole checks out a room, Riggs covers her. He checks out another room and she covers him. The huge shadow of a dog crosses a wall at the end of the corridor.
Looks like Billy's grandmother owns a big dog.
That isn't a dog, that's a horse. I hate dogs, Riggs.
I don't get it.
You don't get what? It's a dog, it's a fucking dog.
No, I don't get it. Close as a lingerie shop without a front window. I don't get that.
Thanks later.
A Rottweiler bares its teeth. Riggs puts his gun away.
What are you doing?
Well, I can't shoot a dog. People are okay, but not dogs. I think I should try and make friends with them.
Make friends?
Yeah. Cole's eyes stare.
Now don't run, because he'll only chase you down and kill you.
She flinches. Riggs moves forward.
Good boy.
Riggs, batting his eyelids and pouting his lips, crawls towards the dog on his hands and knees. Riggs creeps closer, staring into the dog's eyes. The dog curls its lip, its white teeth gleam. Confusion creeps across the animal's muzzle when Riggs starts to whimper.
Riggs.
The dog growls at Riggs. Riggs growls back. The dog's tail wags a little.
You're crazy.
Riggs whimpers and pants. The dog's pricked ears drop and he stares at Riggs, who's now right up near to him. Riggs licks his lips. The dog mimics him. Riggs turns his head on one side and the dog does the same. Riggs takes a dog biscuit out of his pocket and lies on his stomach in front of the dog, who also lies down. Riggs bites on the biscuit.
I'm a hungry boy, huh? Oh, doesn't anybody feed you?
Riggs rolls the dog over on its back, gives it a biscuit and rubs its belly. He speaks to Cole.
Very slowly. As if you're not here, just walk away.
You want me to go?
Yeah, this is a guy sort of thing.
Guy sort of thing.
Are you all alone in here?
Riggs pats and rubs the dog as she retreats. Riggs enters a warehouse with walls covered in silver foil. He turns back to the dog. Travis's men load wooden crates into a pickup truck. A fourth man joins them. Riggs skirts along a foil-clad wall where a long ladder is hung horizontally. Rounding the corner of the wall, he hears voices.
Let's go. One, two.
Riggs moves closer and watches Travis's men load a heavy crate while another checks his clipboard.
All right, how many is that?
55.
55, all right, we got 8 more. All right, we'll get these later. Let's go.
Riggs, smiling nonchalantly, walks over to the truck.
Hi, fellas.
They're stunned.
What's in all these boxes?
Riggs raises his gun, but a guy behind slams his arm with a crowbar. Riggs skids headfirst into a metal pillar. A guy picks him up and pins him to the pillar by the throat.
Easy, Herschel. Let's not kill him yet. Let's see who he is first, right?
You're the one to remain silent.
Shut him up. Sergeant Martin Riggs.
Riggs sees Cole peer around a corner.
Hubie, get the truck ready.
Right.
So, Sergeant Riggs, how did you find this, huh?
Freeze, police!
Cole points a gun at them.
Oh, another one? We need a new fucking dog.
Get your hands up, asshole. Get him up!
A thug drops Riggs.
A little bit higher. That's better. Very good.
Cole herself freezes when she hears a gun behind her.
Drop it, miss.
She looks pained. Riggs is picked up again by the throat. Cole drops her gun, raises an eyebrow, and gives Riggs a let's-go-for-it look. She turns and rains karate chops and kicks on the guy behind her. He drops his gun and falls to the floor. Another guy rushes up to her. She raises a long leg and swiftly kicks him in the crotch. He collapses. Riggs pokes his captor in both eyes and breaks free. While he takes on two men, Cole jumps in the pickup truck, slugs a thug and kicks him in the head as he falls out of the cab. Riggs struggles with the two guys, kicking and pounding them. Cole starts the pickup truck. She reverses, ploughing through crates. Riggs steps out of the way and she hits two thugs. The truck tires smoke as Cole powers forward. Riggs desperately chases after her, catches up, and scrabbles into the back with the crates. He talks to her through the glass, separating the cab from the load.
Son! Cole!
Get down!
Bullets smash the glass and pepper the crates.
Get those cases and kill that dog!
The truck smashes through the metal warehouse doors and swerves into the street. The blonde-haired man in charge rushes outside and fires. The dog bounds out and knocks the blonde man over.
Dog. Wait for the dog. Where'd you learn to fight like this?
Catholic school. Forget about the dog.
Hey, boy. Come on, boy. No, we're waiting for the dog. Just hold it. Hold it.
The dog leaps onto the truck.
Hey, good dog. Go! Go!
A crate falls off the back and smashes.
Stop. What?
Guns.
Okay,
it's full of guns.
Grab one.
You grab one.
Travis's four henchmen aim their guns and fire at the truck as it speeds away from the smashed crate of machine guns. Tyrone, in his black Merc, is on the phone to Travis's chief henchman.
Hot shit. You said not to worry about the police, but the cops are all over you, man. They got my guns, and they'll be coming after me next. As far as I'm concerned, the deal's off.
Get a grip on yourself, Tyrone, all right? We have a deal. Nobody backs out.
You said you had the cops under control. Now I see that it isn't so. So you give me one good reason why I should do business with you.
I'll give you a real good reason.
Hey, Tyrone, this is Travis. You try and back out of the deal now, I'll make certain that only your dentist can identify the body. Is that a good enough reason for you?
Tyrone thinks.
But I need ammo. I'm out of business without ammo. I need the good stuff.
You get the ammo, the good stuff.
Travis looks bored.
The good stuff, Jesus. Time to pay another visit to the LAPD.
Riggs is in Lorna Cole's apartment.
Don't touch anything.
I didn't.
In mock spite, he types on her computer keyboard. He looks under a gramophone record, then looks at a picture of a little girl on the mantelpiece. A Three Stooges cartoon appears on the VDU and surprises him.
Boy.
Hey, what are you doing? I thought I told you not to touch anything. Well,
this came on all by itself.
Oh, it came on all by itself?
I swear,
you're a wise guy?
Come on, you don't like anybody to share your toys, do you?
This isn't a toy, Riggs.
What is
no,
it?
This is a weapon.
That's a weapon?
Yeah. And used properly, a very effective weapon.
What, are you throwing it at people? It's pretty heavy.
You're going to give yourself a hernia, Riggs. Come here, sit down. Right here.
Okay, take a little off the top. Here, easy around the knees.
She pushes him over as he goes to sit in a chair. He smiles. She sits down and pulls an ankle poise towards her. She pulls his head forward and examines it.
What are we talking about here?
Well, it's just back here. Careful. Boom.
This scratch?
Come on, it feels like Grand Canyon.
She pulls back his hair and dabs with a cloth.
Hold still.
Yeah.
Oh, God. We haven't even started.
Be gentle with me, will you?
Oh, I see this isn't virgin territory. What is this, knife?
He feels his head.
Oh, that's an axe. Some guy mistook my head for a log.
Yeah, that's a natural mistake.
What, are you saying I got a wooden head?
Yeah. It's a knife.
He examines her bare forearm.
Oh, hey, this is all right.
Oh, that's a pavement dragged on Crenshaw.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
He gently strokes her arm.
Look at this. Yeah, same damn thing. Third and Highland. Dragged for about half a block, I'll tell you what. Feel that texture. Feel it. Cheese grater time. Moving truck.
Moving truck? Yeah. Moving bullet. Yeah, here. Right here. This
bullets
is the best.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, and it goes all the way through to the back.
Right through. You're lucky. What is it, 22?
It's a 38, right?
That's a 38?
It's a 38.
It's a 38? That's kind of wimpy 38. Now, this is a 38.
Yours is bigger than mine?
I think so.
I don't think so.
Maybe not. But look, watch. A whole family of 44s on the back. Yeah. There they are.
That's impressive.
One coming through. Got one got stuck in my lung. I was breathing blood bubbles. It was disgusting.
Blood bubbles.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got one?
She lifts her blouse.
Pump action, 12 gauge.
Oh, yeah.
He feels her skin.
Yeah, right down here.
Oh.
Went through.
Oh, that must have hurt.
When?
Not too close.
Riggs, if you were that close, I'd be dead.
I can beat it. I can beat it. Have a look at this.
He drops his trousers.
I'll take your word for it.
No, really, you gotta see this.
I'll take your word for it, Riggs.
No, you're gonna love this.
I'm sure.
You're gonna love this. He stuck it right in my leg. He ground around about 8 times. Really hurt like a son.
I'll take your word for it, Riggs.
Well, look.
No, I said forget it.
Come on, it's the Blue Ribbon event here, baby.
Forget it, Riggs.
Hey, you started this.
Yeah, well, I can end it.
And you know what? You're a very poor loser.
Her mane of hair falls forward.
I didn't lose, Riggs.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't lose.
Yes.
I conceded.
You lost.
I conceded. No, I conceded. There's a difference between losing and conceding.
You conceded or you're conceded?
You think I'm conceded?
Hell yeah. Tell me you lost. Admit to it.
He eyeballs her.
I'll go get you a band-aid.
Come on, tell me you lost.
I said don't touch anything, right?
She turns away, but Riggs pulls her back towards him and they kiss passionately. Lorna's long, slender fingers caress his cheek. He draws back gently and looks tentatively at Lorna.
You smack the shit out of me, right?
She looks sultry.
I can do better than that, Riggs.
She moves towards him, puts a leg behind his and pulls his feet from under him. He drops to the floor and she climbs on top of him, pressing her mouth against his. They roll over, still in each other's arms and kissing.
Oh, I don't know, this could be a serious ethical breach here. I never made it with another sergeant before.
Shut up, Rick.
She eagerly kisses him and rolls him back over. Her lush brown hair falls over his face, and the open buttons of her white blouse reveal a glimpse of her breasts. Without their lips parting, she gets on her hands and knees, and then relaxes back onto her haunches as Riggs sits up. She pushes him back onto the floor. The dog, lying on a nearby bench, rolls on his back and waves his legs in the air. Hove McGee's building Riggs's trailer extension. Riggs, his collie and the Rottweiler are watching dogs on TV.
I'm as hungry as a whale. Bring on the food.
Yeah, bring it on.
Sammy's got a sense of humor. Hey, watch this. This is a good bit.
One of the Three Stooges traps his nose in a bone sandwich. Riggs's dogs and the dogs in the film all bark.
I think you're going to get on just
fine. What are you doing? My sandwich fell.
Outside, McGee in a flat cap appears at the open sliding doors.
Hey, Riggs.
Yeah.
If you can pry yourself away from doggy heaven, I'm finished out here. Want to take a look?
Yeah, sure. Come on, let's go outside for some air. Come on.
Riggs grabs a packet of dog biscuits and goes out.
Hey, one for you. One for you, no favors. Come on, get out of here.
Look, listen, I just got to finish up the flashing here, and the roofing shingles about another 2 or 3 bundles.
Yeah.
But unless it rains, you should hold up all right.
That's comforting.
Rianne drives along the beach in her green satin coupe.
You know, McGee, I like a man that takes pride in his work, you know?
Uh-huh.
Know where I can find one?
By trying to find a copy, you need one, right?
Hey, we're not mind readers.
You gotta have a mind to read. Read it and weep.
Hey, shit, with these prices, you're promoting graft in the port.
Well, if anybody knows about graft, it's you.
Rianne pulls up by McGee's truck.
Hi, Martin.
How you doing?
She takes off her shades.
Hi, McGee.
Hi, Rianne. What are you doing here?
She looks troubled.
Well, shouldn't I ask?
You got a sink time clock?
I got your sink.
Good, go and do it. I'll see you next week.
Riggs turns to Rianne, who's wearing a dark coat and black peaked cap.
Hey. So what's up?
Dad didn't come home last night. He always comes home.
It's night. The harbour lights are reflected in the water. Riggs, in blue jeans and a red top, strides down a jetty past lines of white cabin cruisers. He boards one. Riggs goes inside the cabin and looks around. He picks up an empty tin and throws it aside, then bends down slightly. Suddenly, a gun's pointing at the side of his head. It's a drunken Murtaugh. Bottle in hand, he struggles up off the floor.
What do you want, Riggs?
I just wanted to see how you were doing, Cochise.
Who sent you? Trish?
Well, you're doing pretty well. No, Trish didn't send me. Rhianne came to see me. She asked me to find you.
Your place?
Well, yeah, that's where I am.
My daughter came to your trailer.
Yeah?
My daughter
what
came
the hell? I
mean, to your trailer?
Oh, come on, Roger. She was worried about
get off of my boat, Riggs.
Oh, come
get off my boat, Riggs.
Look, you're drunk, Roger, all
right? Oh, that's something you should know about.
Riggs grabs the bottle.
Look, hey. This isn't going to do you any good.
Hey, give me that.
Murtaugh swings at Riggs and falls over.
Come on, you got 3 days to go to your retirement.
This is not going
to
do you any good.
Murtaugh lunges again and falls.
Look, don't do this, okay? Please.
Hey, give it to me, damn it, Riggs.
No. Oh, Jesus Christ, what are you going to do now? Shoot me?
Riggs sticks his finger in the barrel of Murtaugh's gun.
Hey, I take your finger out of my bottle and give me that gun.
The bottle's going south.
He chucks the bottle.
Son of a...
Murtaugh smacks Riggs onto the deck with a right hook. Riggs sits up.
A bad for an old man.
You finished?
No, I got another bottle in the galley and I'm going to get it.
No, you're not. Riggs, don't do this to yourself, all right?
Murtaugh swings, Riggs punches him in the stomach.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. Are you okay? Are you okay? Sit down.
No. You hit me.
Look, cool it, will you? Cut it out. Now, just give it up, okay?
Go ahead. Hit me again.
I don't want to hit you again.
Now
you think I like doing this shit?
Hit me again, huh? Hey, you think I'm afraid of you?
I know you're not afraid of me.
That kung fu shit you do.
Rod, no! Please, Rod. Look, that kid was a killer, all right? That wasn't a tinker toy in his hand. That was a machine pistol with twin carbies and all the trimmings, man. He would have drilled you, me, anybody that came along, all right? You had no choice.
Oh, no. It didn't happen to you, Riggs. It happened to me. It happened to me. Look, I killed that kid. I killed that boy. Oh, yeah. Oh, you killed a lot of people. You killed a fucking lot of people. You ever kill a baby? You got ice in your veins. You ever kill a boy like Nick?
You selfish bastard! You're just thinking about yourself, goddammit. What about me? Huh? We're partners. What happens to you happens to me. After all the shit we've been through, don't you get it? When you retire, you're not just retiring you, you're retiring us. You're retiring us.
It's not my problem.
Yes, it is.
It's not my problem.
You're the only family I got. I got three beautiful kids. I love them. They're yours. Trish does my laundry. I live in your icebox. I live in your life. What am I gonna do? What am I supposed to do?
I don't care.
Yes, you
do. I don't care.
Yes, you
do. I don't care!
Yes, you do.
I don't care!
Yes, you
do. I don't care!
Murtaugh's arms flail. Riggs grabs them in an embrace. The two of them fall back, hugging.
I don't know what I'm saying anymore. I don't know what I'm thinking. 3 days and now this. I'm sorry.
That's right.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize that my retirement's gonna screw you.
Forget it, man. I haven't got any problems. I was out of line saying that shit.
Look, man. No, Riggs, look.
Murtaugh takes Riggs's face in his hands.
You know I love you. You know I love you, Riggs. And your problems are my problem. Right? I mean, like you said, what happens to you happens to me. So try me. I'm here for you.
I haven't got any problems, Roger.
No, yes, you do. We all have problems. And you help me, and I'm going to help you.
I do have a little problem. Oh, no, shit, you don't want to hear. This is piddly shit.
Yes, Riggs, yes, I do. I want to hear it. Tell me.
This is ridiculous. You don't want to hear it.
No. I'm here.
Well, I think maybe I slept with someone that I probably shouldn't have.
Murtaugh becomes wild-eyed.
You son of a flip.
Murtaugh punches Riggs into the water. Riggs surfaces and swims back to the boat.
Help me, Ben.
Let me drown, you traitor.
Help me, Rod. Help me.
All right, come on.
Riggs grabs Murtaugh and pulls him into the water. They hold on to the boat.
What did you hit me for?
You slept with Rhea.
I did not.
Yes, you did. Who do you sleep with?
I slept with Sergeant Cole.
Sergeant Cole from traffic.
No, not Sergeant Cole from traffic. Lorna.
on?
Lauren, a sergeant called from traffic, her uncle.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's okay. That's okay.
Oh, I don't know. She's only...
A patrol boat.
Sheriff's Department.
Sheriff? Oh, yeah. We're LAPD.
LAPD.
Yeah. What are you boys doing down there?
Well, we're in the middle of a case.
Yeah.
Of scotch.
Let's get out of here.
The boat pulls away.
Oh, shit.
Back at home, Murtaugh wanders into his son's room. Nick is in the ensuite bathroom having a shave with a Bic razor. Murtaugh leans in the doorway and watches Nick shaving under his chin with upward sweeps.
Go wet the grain.
Huh?
I'll show you. Here.
Murtaugh takes the razor.
You're going against the grain.
Murtaugh gently sweeps the razor down his son's left cheek.
Like that.
Okay.
Nick rinses off his razor and sweeps it down his cheek like his father showed him.
You okay?
Nick looks at his father in the mirror.
Daryl was my friend, Dad.
I know. I'm sorry, son. I hope you don't blame me.
I don't blame you, Dad. I blame Daryl.
Murtaugh's touched. He points to a spot on his son's neck.
This is right here.
Huh?
Right there.
What?
Murtaugh flicks him on the neck, then hugs his son.
I love you, Dad.
I love you, son.
In a sunny graveyard, friends and relatives are gathered around Daryl's flower-covered coffin at his funeral service. His plump mother is sitting in the front row with tears streaking her cheeks. Murtaugh is there with Trish and Nick. Lorna and Riggs are standing at the back.
That eluded him on earth. And may the scourge of violence remain in the lives of our children.
I thought we
like a grace and infinite wisdom. Amen.
A tough-looking young man in a baseball cap wipes away a tear. The preacher moves along the front row of distressed relatives, shaking hands with young and old. Daryl's mother is inconsolable. The preacher pats her on the shoulder. Daryl's father helps his wife up, and they start to walk away from the grave. Murtaugh whispers to Trish and Nick. Murtaugh makes his way over to Daryl's distraught parents.
Mr. Smith, this, ma'am, I just don't know.
Mrs. Smithers slaps him. Murtaugh's wife and son rush to his side. Mr. Smithers looks him in the eye.
You want to do something, Sergeant Murtaugh? You find the man that put the gun in my son's hand.
Mr. Smithers leads his wife away. Murtaugh's crestfallen. Trish lays her head on his chest and Nick draws near. Lorna and Riggs make their way over.
Take your mama to the car.
Nick leads Trish away. Murtaugh sighs.
Who's got the gun?
Riggs nods.
We got it.
Yeah.
Night. Murtaugh drags a young black man out of a doorway and holds a pistol to his head.
Where did this gun come from? I want to know now! Where did this gun come from?
Lorna and Riggs watch Murtaugh drag Tyrone out of bed and hold the machine pistol to his head.
You see this gun? I want to know where it came from, Tyrone. I want to know now!
Holding Tyrone in front of car wheels.
I want a name now.
Lorna revs the engine.
Give me name, Tyrone.
I want your hands, Coach East. That tire will rip him right off.
Two.
I'm excited. Very excited.
Your face is gonna be a skin rock.
No.
Your face is gonna be a skin rock.
No.
Get the head out. It's Jackson Rabbit.
That's what I wanted, baby.
Three.
Lorna puts her foot down and the car roars away in reverse. Tyrone passes out.
Women drivers, baby.
Yeah.
Women drivers.
Murtaugh grabs a mechanic from under a car.
Hiya, Hubie. Hey, we're looking for a friend of yours named Travis.
Yeah, well, I never heard of him.
Wrong answer.
Hey, you're pulling on the wrong string, greasehead.
Hey, Rod, that's not a very professional attitude.
Who the fuck are you guys?
Oh, sorry, LAPD. We're just doing a few routine inquiries.
Yeah.
Have you been checked for lumps recently?
Hey, get up! We don't need this!
Well, we have a license. You know, it belongs to one Hubert Bartholomew Smith.
Is that you?
Bartholomew. Picture.
Fuck you. Hey, there's a lady.
Mind the fuck is...
Hey! What the hell's going on here?
A bearded man.
Maybe they know something.
I'll go find out.
Want me to come with you?
No, I got it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Lorna approaches the bearded man and his friends.
Maybe I should go with her, Riggs.
I don't know. I want you to see something. Watch, she has a gift. Watch this.
Morning, gentlemen. LAPD, got a few questions.
You want parole?
I got a job, fuck all.
Yeah, yeah. Who asked you?
Any of you know Mr. Travis?
You got a warrant.
No, I don't have a warrant, but I can get one.
Well, until you do, fuck off.
No, that's not a nice thing to say to a lady.
Fuck you.
I don't think so.
She headbutts him and kicks over one of his buddies.
Thanks, Binky.
One man grabs Lorna by the throat. She releases a jack that's supporting a car and it comes down on his foot. A man slaps Lorna.
Watch out. You okay, honey?
I'm just great.
Lorna finishes her assailant off. The bearded man creeps away.
Honey?
How are you doing?
Oh, this guy's on parole.
And this guy's an ass.
Hey, Riggs, it's five of me.
Yeah, I know.
Lorna kicks another attacker in the head. Lorna throws a burly guy right over her shoulder. Then crunches another guy's nuts.
Oh,
God. Oh, God.
The man with a trapped foot gets free.
Let me up.
Stay still.
Lorna's dealing with one man when another grabs her from behind. Murtaugh knocks her attacker out with the butt of his gun. Lorna rounds on Murtaugh with her fist clenched.
My girl.
It's PMS. It's Maria.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've been married 25 years. Hey.
So tell me about Travis.
Like I told you before, moron, I don't know no Jack Travis.
I didn't say his name was Jack. Hey, you better start telling me more than Jack shit.
Captain Murphy bumps into Herman Walters.
Hey, Murphy. People usually cross the street when they see me coming.
Yeah, well, I didn't have enough time.
I'm not your enemy, Captain. I'm just trying to do my job.
Have you eaten?
Yeah, I already ate. I gotta go downtown.
What, do you eat alone?
I'm used to it.
It's bad for the digestion. Tomorrow you have lunch with me, but I'm not paying.
Murphy goes to his silver sedan. A man's leaning over the boot of a neighboring squad car.
What the fuck is this? Hey, buddy, you all right?
Travis with a gun.
Two fingers, Murph.
Jack, what the fuck?
Get in the car, tell me left or right.
Travis forces Murphy into a car with one of his henchmen at the wheel. Murtaugh and Riggs get back to the precinct.
After watching Lorna handle herself so well, boy, I'm changing my mind about all that kung fu shit you do.
Hey, you want to try something?
No.
Come on.
No.
Oh, I guess you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Hey, old dog my ass, huh?
Yeah? You want to try something? Okay, watch this. This is called a backspin kick. You pivot on the right, kick with your left, and you whip that head round to catch the target. The target's over there. Like this, but get that head round first and follow through. Like so.
Riggs demonstrates.
So you whip the head. All right.
People stare.
Thank you. Thank you. Now you try it. Here's your target, all right? Okay. Remember, pivot on the right, kick with the left, and get that head round and spot that target.
Like that?
Yeah, that's it. Follow the head round. Now back up a little bit. We don't want you to bump into this pole or anything. Just back up a little bit. A little bit more. A little bit more. Okay,
good.
Okay, mind and body strong now, Grasshopper.
Holding up his palm.
Go.
Murtaugh kicks a drinking water barrel off its stand. Riggs cracks up.
Can't hold his water, boy.
Get back to work.
Okay, back to work, everybody. All right, man, I'm sorry.
Stephanie, the police psychiatrist, comes along.
Sergeant Murtaugh, you could be experiencing some transitional anger here caused by the shooting. You want to talk about it?
I think he's okay for a change, Dad.
Huh? Are you sure?
I'm fine.
You know, you really look good in it. That's your color, I think.
I've got a little extra time
I'm fine, Doctor.
Now, Sergeant.
Riggs leads her away. Murtaugh puts the water barrel back. He spots the female armored van driver.
Where is Sergeant Riddle?
Riggs comes back.
What?
Can you
tell me where I can find this? Good looking Sergeant Murtaugh.
Murtaugh hides.
Hey, Skinny! Dolores, you remember me?
I remember you.
Listen, can you tell me where I can find the lovely Sergeant Murtaugh?
Well, as a matter of fact, Dolores, he's cowering down on all fours right behind this counter.
Murtaugh punches Riggs' leg.
Listen, where's the sergeant? I want to see him.
Well, he's not here at the moment, Dolores, but, hey, you know, he's talked to nothing but you all week.
Shut my mouth.
Hey, the man's on fire.
What's the matter, baby?
Oh, a little sciatica.
Oh, you tell him Dolores was here. You tell that man that he's the jam in my jelly roll. I'll see you, baby, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Riggs passes on the flowers and sweets.
Dolores says that you're the jam in her jelly roll. That's a lot.
I heard.
That's a lot of woman.
She calls me all the time. Hey, she leaves me notes. What am I going to do, Riggs?
Well, you shouldn't have let her on in the first place.
Let her on? I didn't do anything, Riggs. You don't need... I mean, Trish finds out about it. I'm
the psychiatrist.
I didn't...
Sergeant, we have got to talk. You've got to come see me.
Well, we got to work. Come on. Let's go.
Yeah.
Thanks anyway for your concern, Doc.
Thanks, Doc.
Murtaugh, still on his hands and knees, gives after Riggs. Travis makes Murphy drive into an underground police car park.
Afternoon, Captain.
A guard waves them on.
That's good, Murphy. See how easy that was?
Murphy's at the wheel next to the bearded man. Travis is in the back.
I love it down here, don't you, Murphy? This place is better than the swap meet. It's the best bargains in town.
They approach a uniformed officer in front of the entrance to a restricted area.
Lock-up keys.
In the office.
Those guys from the garage? They're all ex-cons, and all busted by the same police officer, Lieutenant Jack Edward Travis.
Only parole's on the work furlough program.
Uh-huh. Employed by a company called Mesa Verde Construction.
Just a minute, please. You can't go in there.
What?
I don't have a pass.
What?
May I see your pass?
You want to see my pass?
Yes, I do.
Here's my fucking
no, that's
pass.
Not a pass.
I got shot in line of duty,
okay, Sergeant
okay?
Wells. He's with us.
Okay.
He's with us.
Okay.
Yes,
okay. Where'd you get her from? God.
Leo, what are you doing out of the hospital?
Don't mention a hospital, okay? I told you not to leave me there. They tried to take my appendix out.
No.
And they gave me a lobotomy.
Brain surgery? Come on.
No, a lobotomy, not a lobotomy. Why don't you cut your hair, Rick, so you can hear, okay?
What's the difference?
You don't know the difference? The difference is that when you get a lobotomy, they shave your nether region.
Nether what?
Your nether. I can't say it in front of her.
Won't point to it.
Okay, here, okay?
It must be pretty itchy.
Yes, it is itchy. These doctors are savages. I mean, where does it say that a gunshot wound requires a rectal exam, huh?
Murtaugh looks at Riggs.
Yeah, with a telescope big enough to see Venus.
I guess all I saw was Uranus, huh?
Oh, that's great. That's great, thank you. Well, you know what I say?
What?
They fuck you in the hospital. First they drug you, then they fuck you. And when they're done fucking you, along comes the insurance company and fucks you some more.
Leo,
$10 for a fucking aspirin.
Leo,
it's not even
okay,
covered.
Okay,
Leo!
Enough.
Okay.
We're trying to work here.
Okay. So, what's new on our case? Anything new? You got Travis yet?
What'd you guys do? Take an ad on the paper?
He's family.
We've got
nothing more else to do. He's Roger.
Sergeant Cole.
Hey, how are you? Leo Getz.
Oh, good.
Anything you need, Leo Getz. You get it?
Yeah, I get it.
Real estate right now, but.
Hey,
come on, guys. Give me a break, will you? I owe this guy one. Give me something to do.
Well,
let me try
give us a cup of coffee or something.
Oh, that's great. Thanks a lot, Riggs. I take one for you, and that's what you tell me? Huh? That's all I'm good for. Take slugs and put me out of shit by
Leo, we got something for you to
lower
do. Check out Mesa Verde Construction. Find out all of the information you can, okay?
Okay.
Thank
you. Mesa Verde, sure. I can do
can
this.
You remember that name?
Mesa Verde, I got it.
Give me that back.
Okay.
Back.
Wait. What are you doing giving him Mesa Verde Construction?
If there's any shit there, he'll dig it up, I promise.
Who the hell is that guy?
It's a long story.
Murphy opens the car door for Travis. A young officer returns with the lockup keys.
Hey, keys, Captain.
Travis shoots the man.
Take the elevator down, bring up the other guys. Keys, feet, fucking ass.
Travis handcuffs Murphy.
Damn you, Travis. Fuck.
Okay. Travis unlocks the gates of the lockup. Lorna's on the computer in the office.
I can get faster results than that real estate broker.
Oh, Leo's not just a real estate broker.
No?
Yeah, he's a world pain in the ass with a lot of connections.
Boxes of ammo.
That's what we came for. Load everything on the elevator, guys.
How did you know where to find them? You got it all, Jack.
World of computers, Murph. World of computers.
Used to be one of us, for Christ's sakes, Jack.
You know what future a cop has, Murph?
None.
Punch a clock for 30 years. Retirement. Pension. Nothing to do. Drunk at noon, bullet in the brain, my evening one. Not for this kid.
You know, something's wrong here.
What?
This program's been accessed by somebody from the outside.
What? What's been accessed?
After the guns were stolen, Internal Affairs moved all the confiscated ammunition.
I'm a piercing bullets?
Yeah, thousands of rounds to a more secured location. Shit. That's the information that's been accessed.
Somebody else knows, right?
Yeah, where's the store? Where'd they move?
They head out of the office.
Let's go. I guess I'm not cut out for Internal Affairs.
Where are they?
Right here in the building.
Yeah, but
Riggs,
where in the building?
Sergeant, showing you.
Something's going down, isn't there?
No, there's nothing going down.
I knew it! I'm going with you.
No, how old are you?
22 today.
22 today.
Come on. Are you protection?
Right here in my wallet.
In your pocket? No, you're fixed, you dummy.
Oh, all right,
so we get him, Roger?
Yeah.
Okay, but you keep your head down. Anything rash happens, keep your head down.
Stay behind me, okay?
Come on, let's go.
You!
The rookie officer tags along. Travis frog-marches Murphy out of an industrial lift into an empty subway station. His henchmen wheel trolleys of ammo out behind them. A truck's waiting on the train line.
So you might ticket in, Murph. It's too bad you won't be coming with me.
Riggs and team hurry into the lockup office and find the dead officer slumped against some filing cabinets.
Oh, they got it all.
He's gone?
He's dead, man.
How'd they get it out of here?
I don't know.
They run over to the industrial lifts.
Shit, it's down, it's down.
Hey, the subway's down. Subways. Here, we take
Elliot, subways?
Yeah, where you been, kid?
We stepped inside the funny papers, kid.
They take the stairs.
All right, guys, come on, let's hustle.
Travis's bearded henchman oversees the load up.
Hurry up, guys.
Murphy watches Travis. Murtaugh bursts into the empty subway area with his gun at the ready, followed by Riggs. Lorna and the young rookie come out and take cover. Riggs calls to some underground workers.
LAPD, guys, come here. Come here! Step up!
The bearded man spots them.
Son of a bitch. Did you see anybody who shouldn't be down here? Anything strange?
Lots of cops and a bunch of boxes.
Cops and boxes. Split. Split now. Split. Just get out of here. I'm going across, right?
Riggs runs out and comes under fire. Murtaugh makes a move and then takes cover behind a wide pillar. Travis makes a run for it. Lorna and Riggs move forward. One of Travis's men grabs Murphy.
Where the fuck did you think you're going? Let's go!
Murphy elbows the man onto the tracks and falls down with him. Murphy kicks his assailant backwards onto the live line. Murphy makes a run for it. Travis.
Get out of here.
Murtaugh makes a run forward and joins Riggs behind a wide metal pillar. They come under fire. The rookie calls for cover and runs forward ahead of the others. Lorna guns down one of Travis's men. The rookie ducks behind a metal barrel, but Travis has spotted him and fires. The bullet travels through the barrel and his body. Travis climbs into the truck.
Let's go! Let's go!
Riggs reaches the dying rookie.
Riggs!
Riggs prizes the gun out of the young man's hand.
Yes, stay still.
The rookie passes away. Riggs stares at his clean-cut features.
Happy birthday, kid.
Riggs leaps out and blasts at the truck driving away along the train tracks below. He jumps down onto the platform and encounters one of Travis's men. Riggs rolls down onto the tracks. Murtaugh and Lorna find the dead rookie. Travis's man fires at Riggs from the platform. Lorna guns him down. Riggs chases after the truck with guns blazing. Murtaugh kneels over the young rookie. Murtaugh reloads his gun and sets off. Riggs is chasing down a tunnel after the truck. Murtaugh joins Lorna, Murphy and some backup officers near the platform.
Hey, is he dead? Check the body. Walters, get me the fuck out of here, will you? Walters, gun. Hey, Riggs! Hey, Riggs! Riggs! Stupid son of a bitch!
The specially adapted truck drives along the rails with Riggs in hot pursuit. Riggs ducks round a mesh wall and encounters some men soldering a rail. He points his two guns.
Stop that shit! Cut it out!
Hey, hey, don't shoot!
LAPD, man! Where does this tunnel come out?
Vico Station!
Thanks, pal.
Hey, not that way. Take the stairs, man.
Okay, thanks.
Riggs dashes up the stairs. Murtaugh runs out of the lift and gets into the silver sedan parked near the lockup. Riggs bursts out of a door into a busy subway station.
Sorry, pal. Where's gangway?
Riggs gets onto a platform just as a train's pulling away. He hammers on the doors, then runs alongside it and jumps onto the front of the train, facing the driver through the window.
Holy shit! Son of a bitch! Police!
Murtaugh drives out of the underground car park. Riggs spots the truck further up the tunnel. He yells to the train driver.
Step on it! There he is! Step on it!
The driver speeds up the subway train. Travis leans out of the truck and fires.
Put your foot down!
Travis's bearded pal is driving the truck, which shoots out of a tunnel into the sunlight. Riggs gestures for the train driver to hurry.
I can't!
Small wheels in front of the truck's main wheels retract, allowing the truck to drive off the rails onto the road. The train slows, and Riggs jumps off and runs after the truck, which skids out into the traffic. Riggs runs over to a motorcycle cop, leaning against his bike.
Hey, police!
What?
I need your bike, man!
Oh, this is bullshit.
I need your bike.
Sergeant Riggs, call it in.
Okay.
Ready? Good. I need a couple of clips too.
Riggs turns the bike around and races after the truck, which pulls out onto a dual carriageway as a Delta passenger plane flies low overhead.
Okay, we lost it.
Riggs races into the traffic after the fleeing truck. Murtaugh is speeding along in the silver sedan. He calls in.
Central, where's Riggs?
Central,
keep me in touch with motorcycle pursuit!
Riggs chases the truck under a flyover and comes to some cops attending the scene of an accident.
Take a fucking right now! Take a right! Go! Go, go, go!
The bearded man swerves right into flowing traffic and weaves about trying to miss oncoming cars. Travis looks behind him and sees Riggs is still on their tail, dodging traffic in their wake. A lorry jackknifes across the road, bashing the front of the truck as it goes by. Riggs ducks to pass under the lorry trailer. The top of the motorcycle windshield is smashed off, but Riggs is still in pursuit. Travis grimaces as the truck ploughs on, leaving a pileup in its wake. Travis spots Riggs in his wing mirror. The truck forces one car into the side of another. They part and Riggs zips through. Myrtle.
This is 6 William 6. I'm at the freeway construction site. Where's Riggs? I'm here. Where's Riggs? Come back to me, Central.
6 William 6.
Where's Riggs? Where the hell is Riggs?
Travis.
Take a left here. Get off! Get off the freeway!
Jesus.
The truck smashes through barriers, Riggs following on. A road worker leaps out and waves orange flags to signify that this part of the flyover ends in a sheer drop.
Oh, shit!
The driver spins the truck around just in time. Riggs rides through the smoke and comes face to face with the truck and Travis's gun. Riggs swerves to avoid the truck, the bike goes over and Riggs falls off, skidding along the ground towards the drop. Myrtle's on the ground below. Riggs manages to grab hold of a rope. The motorcycle goes over the edge. Riggs goes over the drop, clinging to the rope, which catches on a wheel and holds. The motorbike hits the ground. Murtaugh ducks the flames. Riggs is dangling high above the ground.
Riggs! Hey, just relax! Relax, Riggs!
Relax.
The rope comes free, and Riggs falls. Riggs falls backwards through three wooden platforms and lands on the bottom one.
Riggs
is covered in broken planks.
Riggs! Hey, Riggs! Hey, get back! Just get back! Get back! Hey, Riggs, talk to me! Riggs, you're alive!
He pulls off wood.
Hey, don't move! Just don't move! Just get! I said just get back! All right?
Riggs thrashes out with his left arm.
Okay. I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. Hey, ouch. Just be careful.
Riggs's right arm is hanging limply. He staggers over to a sturdy wooden beam.
Don't touch me. Okay, I won't touch you. I'm not touching you.
Riggs slams his dislocated shoulder back into place, then sinks down in pain.
You okay now?
Oh, I'm pissed now, Rod. Now I'm pissed.
Okay, you're pissed. Okay,
now. Son of a bitch. He's done this twice. Oh, damn. Son of a, I'm gonna suck his eyes out through his nose. Twice. Nobody gets away with it.
Okay. Ah. Just sit there. Just relax it.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Are you okay?
I'm okay. Okay.
Riggs puts a crumpled cigarette in his mouth. Murtaugh knocks it to the ground.
Hey, I'm having it.
I thought you quit.
I ran out of biscuits, all right? Give me a break.
He picks up the cig. Leo pulls up.
Oh, shit.
Riggs chucks his fag away with his sore arm and flops back on the sedan.
Perfect. What I missed.
No. Hey, Rick, what are you doing here?
Great car chase. Great chase.
What are you doing here, man?
What are you doing here?
How'd you find us, huh?
My police scanner.
What are you doing with a police scanner?
What am I? Hello, car 54, where are you? Hey, I'll crack this case for you guys. Listen, Mesa Verde's legit.
What?
They got a housing project out in the desert. It's called Rancho Arroyo.
Hey, I know where that is.
Hey, why don't we go check it out? Let's check it out.
That's a good idea, Roger.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Wait. I'll leave my car here and I'll come with you.
No, you're not coming with us.
Yes, I am. All right, I'll take my car then.
No, you're not.
Riggs shoots Leo's tire.
I can't believe you did that! I got a spare in the truck! I'll fix you!
Murtaugh shoots out the other tire.
You're driving!
No, I'm driving!
How can you
do that? No, you're driving!
I can't believe you did
that!
Yeah, I can't believe you did that!
Hey, where's Lorna?
I can't... can't believe you did that. Hey, Rod, I can't believe you did that.
They move off in the silver sedan, leaving Leo behind.
Excuse me, you own your own home?
Riggs and Murtaugh drive down a quiet road out of town in Murphy's silver sedan. A red police light flashes on the roof. As darkness falls, they pull up to the Rancho Rojo estate and drive in through an entrance with a white picket fence. They park up facing the construction site under a sign that reads, Rancho Arroyo, a planned community of 500 luxury homes. They climb out of the car. Riggs has cuts on his face and winces as he shuts the car door.
Looks like we came to the right place.
Yeah. Move on out to Travis Town. Great place to raise a family. Built on guns and bloodshed. There's one hell of a retirement plan this asshole's got, isn't it?
Let's foreclose on this son of a bitch.
Hey, is that,
It's Daryl's gun. I've been saving it for the right occasion.
This is the right occasion.
How many men do you think he has?
Who knows? Maybe I should run over there and ask him. What do you say?
It'd be too easy.
Yeah. Wish I had some grenades or a nice rocket launcher. Maybe a ground-air missile. Hey, I wonder what Murphy's got in his trunk.
They open up the trunk and peer in.
Well, it's obvious Murph was never a Boy Scout.
Shoot.
Not even a good spare.
Yeah.
Shit.
They put their hands up.
Put your hands down. It's embarrassing.
Lorna's standing behind them.
How you doing?
Kissing her.
Fresh ones, huh?
Oh, yeah, shave your cuts.
Well, you don't get any points for this.
How'd you get here?
Yeah.
Drove.
No.
I ran into Leo at the police station.
He talked to me first.
Any ideas?
Well, lucky thing we got a plan.
Yeah.
You have a lucky thing. What is it?
Oh, no, I want it to be a surprise.
Oh, I like surprises.
The silver sedan motors into the estate past the wooden frames of houses under construction. Builders flee. Travis is in the site office.
Come on, check it out. Let's go.
The bearded man and other armed henchmen open fire on the sedan. The car's riddled with bullets. Murtaugh, Riggs and Lorna watch from behind a wooden crate.
Son of a bitch, look what they did in Murph's car.
Could have been worse, could have been yours.
Could have been worse, could have been Trish's car.
They duck down.
On three.
Three.
Three?
Yeah, three.
Okay.
Please,
hey.
Lorna jumps up. Lorna throws herself down. Three men standing around the car and others in the rafters of the surrounding houses fire. Murtaugh and Riggs leap up and dispatch the men around the car.
Go! Let's go!
Yeah.
Riggs grabs Lorna and they move forward, firing wildly at gunmen in positions off the street. They take cover by a large construction vehicle.
What's wrong with you? I said go on three, not two. Nobody
you
goes on
three.
Two.
Three!
It's always three!
What are we doing here? Losing our heads in a crisis?
Riggs finds some rubber tubing.
Hey, cover!
Riggs crawls underneath the truck with the stolen ammo inside it. Lorna and Murtaugh give cover. Riggs stuffs one end of the tube into the truck's petrol tank and sucks on the other end.
Pulley! Exxon.
He crawls out.
Count to 20! Then light me!
Riggs jumps into the truck.
Shit.
Petrol pours out of the tube.
Riggs is loaded with ammo!
Bullets rain down on the truck as Riggs drives it straight through the shell of a partially constructed timber frame house, leaving a trail of petrol in his wake. Lorna turns to Murtaugh, then leaps up.
Cover me!
Cover you! Cover you, cover Riggs, cover everybody! Where's somebody gonna cover me for a change?
A gunman leaps out of the way as Riggs smashes through another house.
What is that, 1314?
How the hell was... Murtaugh fires at the petrol trail, setting it ablaze. Coming under fire, Riggs smashes through more houses in the truck, the flame trail quickly advancing behind him and setting houses ablaze. The bearded man runs to the site office.
They're burning everything.
Travis sees his dreams going up in flames. He grits his teeth. Riggs smashes through houses in a cul-de-sac. The fire spreads. Murtaugh is still sheltering in the road. Riggs drives the truck across the road and leaps out. The truck smashes into some barrels and stops.
Oh, damn! Hey, Riggs, the
Riggs and Murtaugh are legged as the flaming trail reaches the truck. The ammo in the back explodes, shooting up like fireworks. Riggs catches up with Murtaugh in a partially flaming building.
Riggs, you crazy son of a bitch! Yeah!
Lorna scurries past burning timbers. She spots a gunman and blasts him down. Murtaugh spots an assailant behind him and deals him a backspin kick.
Son of a bitch, you're the worst shit!
The man sits up.
Stay there. The ship works, dude.
Riggs!
Moving closer to Lorna through the houses, Riggs comes under fire. He takes cover and fires back, but runs out of bullets. He searches his pockets.
Son of a bitch, no clip.
Lorna steps into the line of fire.
Lorna, no dust!
Riggs throws a container of flammable liquid at the gunman who's set alight. Travis jumps out on Lorna and fires. He grins. Riggs finds Lorna on the ground. He rips open her shirt and checks her bulletproof vest, then feels for a pulse. Travis strangles Riggs from behind with a length of rope. Riggs manages to reach up and push Travis back. They fall down a flight of stairs. Riggs leaps up and faces his enemy.
I'm gonna eat your fucking eyes!
Riggs knocks Travis's gun away. Travis pushes him back and runs up some stairs. Riggs grabs the gun. He gazes at Lorna lying on the floor, then goes after Travis. Murtaugh finds a box of 2,000 Luger cartridges in one of the burning buildings. He prizes it open. A gunman steps out. Murtaugh hurls an axe, hitting him in the chest.
Son of a bitch.
Travis races across a plank bridge. Travis pulls up the plank, but Riggs leaps the gap and charges at Travis. They wrestle, thumping each other against the wooden house supports. Murtaugh loads the cartridges into his gun.
All the pissing bullets, yeah. Cop killers.
You're coming with me!
Riggs and Travis fall through a wooden floor onto the ground below. Travis recovers first and then boots Riggs in the face. Travis gets into a mechanical digger. Murtaugh draws near, avoiding the flames. Travis drives the digger with its large shovel towards Riggs, who's lying on the ground.
Riggs! Hey, Riggs! Riggs!
The bearded man fires at Murtaugh, who ducks.
Riggs! Get up! Get up, Riggs! Get up! Get up!
Kill in the line of duty, Riggs!
Riggs fires at the digger, but his bullets just bounce off the shovel. The digger rolls closer. Murtaugh finishes off the bearded gunman and throws his machine pistol to Riggs.
Hey, Riggs! Cop killer!
Riggs fires. The bullets go through the shovel and into Travis. Travis flops over the wheel of the digger.
Ex-cop killers.
Riggs goes round to the side of the digger. Travis turns his head and stares up at him with blood running out of the corner of his mouth.
First.
Riggs pushes Travis's foot down on the control pedal and leaps out of the way. The digger rolls into the flaming house. Murtaugh runs out into the open.
Hey, Riggs! Riggs, come on, Riggs!
The whole timber frame comes crashing down. Riggs checks Lorna's bulletproof vest.
Oh. Sorry, honey, I've got to do it. I got to look. Oh. Just hold still. Hold still.
Hey, get a chopper, man. Get a chopper.
She got two vests on. She's going to be okay.
A couple of bad ones, though. We need to get a chopper.
Okay.
You're right, Martin. You're right. All right.
Yeah. Murtaugh goes.
It's okay. Just lie still. Just lie still. Just a romantic evening by the fire. Just the two of us. Just be still.
Police and emergency vehicles are at the scene. Lorna's lying in an air ambulance with an oxygen mask on. Riggs is sitting by her side.
Well, honey, open your eyes. Open your eyes. Open your eyes.
She opens her eyes wearily.
What are you trying to prove out there, huh? Huh? Why do you do that?
Can I take this off?
Yeah.
He removes the oxygen mask.
You're supposed to grow old with someone, not because of them, all right?
Lorna smiles gently, her face covered in perspiration.
I'm going to be with you, Lorna. Hey, I'm with you now. Look, I'm right here. We're both here, right? Right. Come on, I want to be with you. What do you got to lose?
You.
He raises his eyebrows.
Not likely.
And kisses her on the lips. The nurse is ready with the oxygen mask.
Hey, Lorna.
She opens her eyes.
Let's live to regret this, huh?
He strokes her cheek and she smiles.
Okay, I gotta go, Serge.
Okay.
She's gonna be fine.
Murtaugh comes up behind his partner. Riggs leans over Lorna.
Can you hear me?
I love you.
Lorna gazes up at him. The helicopter lifts off in front of the still-burning buildings on the estate. Murtaugh is at home enjoying a relaxing bubble bath when his wife and three children burst in.
Yes! Happy retirement day!
Trish puts a flannel over his nether regions. Nick carries a cake.
This is it. This is the day.
Okay.
Yes,
Ellie.
Everybody,
Daddy. I want you to know that there's a candle on the cake for every year in the forest.
Yes, a lot of years, a lot of years. Come on, you have to blow it out. Come on, let's blow it all out. Come on.
I can't.
Come on,
I will do it.
No, that's not what I mean.
What?
I can't retire. I thought I could, I wanted to, but I can't.
Trish and the children grow serious.
So that means you're going to stay with the force.
Means I'm staying on the force, babe.
Trish looks up at her son.
Well, this cake's about to explode, so we better blow out these candles. But, Dad, I want you to know that I'm behind you on the way.
Yeah, me too.
So am I, Dad.
It's okay.
Well, the streets will be safer for another couple years.
Word, me. Word, Dad.
Myrtle grins.
Yeah. Oh, oh, out!
The candles.
Hello!
Hello!
I'm here!
I'm here!
Hello!
Hey,
I'm
wait here. I gotta talk to Rod.
Leo enters the bathroom.
I hope you should see this. I can't believe this. Okay, this is great.
Leo, what is it?
Hey, where's Riggs? I didn't know he could hold his breath that long. Okay.
Taking a bath, Leo.
I could see that, and it's cold water, too. There goes your image.
Leo!
Listen, I got great news, okay? Once again, Leo Getz has delivered, okay? I have sold this turkey. This termite-infested dump is now gone, okay? All you have to do is sign the contract before the suckers change their mind, okay? Okay, I did it, okay?
Hey, Leo.
What?
The house is off the market. We're going to stay in this termite-infested turkey for another 10 years.
At least 10.
Come on, you go. Come on. Out. Out. You can't do that.
You too, Leo.
Come on. You can't do that.
Leo.
I have contract time. Okay. Because we're partners, no commission, okay?
Partners?
But you and Riggs, you owe me two tires. Two new tires I want.
Why?
Why? Because bullets aren't covered in normal road hazard. That's why. And I want those tires.
Oh,
no commission.
God. Hey, Leo, get out of here.
Don't mean to get out of here.
Get out.
Okay.
Leo.
Okay.
Out.
Okay.
Out.
Get your wife's seat. You're lucky.
Out.
Okay.
Out.
Leo pushes back in.
Don't come crying to me if the termites
get out.
Crying,
well,
termites get. Okay.
No more.
Okay.
Trish leans against the door.
Your friends.
Well, 10 more years to force retirement, huh, baby? That's 3,650 days.
49.
Oh, yeah.
Trish leans down and kisses her husband. Murtaugh pulls her into the bath. Murtaugh comes happily out of his front door, ready for a new day's work. He spies Rhianne and Riggs at the end of the drive. They kiss goodbye, and Murtaugh's smile fades.
Oh, bye, Daddy!
She gets into her coupe.
Bye, baby.
Murtaugh marches down the drive. Riggs sticks a fag in his mouth and chuckles at Leo's for sale sign. Murtaugh takes it down.
What are you smiling at? And why weren't you at my party, huh?
I knew you weren't going to retire. I've been wrong about a couple of things in my life, but I knew you weren't going to retire.
Well, I knew you couldn't stop smoking.
Hey, I'm only smoking to take my mind off my dog biscuits problem, okay?
Hey, what dog biscuit problem?
Well, I've been chasing more cars lately, and, when I try and lick my balls, I keep falling off the couch.
Jesus Christ. Hey, 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 hey!
I'm driving, other side.
I got no dispute. I just came over here to open the door for you.
Well, thank you for opening the door for me.
You need some help, and old fellow. No. Needs all the help you can get.
I'll show you a fella my age.
Who's a grumpy bastard?
I'm a grumpy bastard. Yeah.
Hey,
you know something, Riggs?
What?
When I do retire, I hope your next partner is just like you.
That's not going to happen, Rog, because there's winners and there's losers, and God wouldn't do that to me.
Yeah, well, he did it to me.
I know. See what I mean? My point exactly.
Son of a bitch.
They get into the car.
Stay away from my daughter.
Oh, you can't be serious. What are you talking about?
I saw what it was. You kissed Rianne.
She kissed me. Can I help her if she finds me irresistible?
That's not the point.
It's a platonic peck on the cheek between friends.
Okay, if it's just friendship, try shaking hands next time.
What's your problem? Are you getting enough fiber in your diet?
I'm not getting enough fiber in my diet. I'm spoken for, okay?
I'm spoken for. I'm going to pick Lorne up from the hospital this afternoon.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're practically,
You're serious?
Well, we got a dog and everything. I figure I can, make ends meet.
ITFC audio description written by Helen Vasey and Lonnie Evans was read by Helen Vasey.
All units, code 2 high. Hey, don't even think about the rigs. Hey, don't even try it.
Okay, 12. This is rolling to code 2 high at Marina Place.
Oh, shit, rigs. Hey, this time we wait for the bomb squad.
Hey, look, you think I want to end up in uniform again? I'm running ahead of my days. In the shotgun chance, the scared of us. I've seen the error of my way.
Those guys gonna get in the way again?
Okay, there it is. You happy? Let's go.
Ah, we ain't seen nothing yet, though. Just come on, get me up there.
It's slowed down. The boys and blues got out of control.
Can't see the bomb squad anywhere.
They're coming.
Okay, all right. Let's stop here, then. Okay, stop here, and I'll just get out.
But don't get out the car, Riggs. No. Riggs!
Tell me, Rog, was it red wire or blue wire?
Step on the gas. They're never gonna believe this.
Hope nobody saw us.
They're gonna blame us. Okay, let's keep going.
Oh, I think you better get your girdle out of mothballs, Rog.
Yeah, we're back in uniform again. 10 more years.
Oh, I'm too old for this shit.